about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Testing. Testing. Hello? Testing. This is a special transmission.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Good morning, USA. I got a feeling that it's gonna be a wonderful day. The sun in the sky has a smile on his face, and he's shining a salute to the American race. Oh boy, it's swell to say, good morning, USA.
Whenever I see Miss Cleo's boobs, I go crazy. I just love Miss Cleo's boobs. I love them so much.
Boobs. Oh my God. Boobs. Oh my God. Boobs.
These big cans are one-third larger.
Put them on the glass!
And now...
You're thinking that, you know, you're at the end of your tether now. But what if this is just the beginning of your story?
Then it's a slow start, isn't it?
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. What's happening?
how long you been in now, Kelly?
I was here for 10 seconds.
Okay.
I was ripping open this box, you know, those giant boxes with my new headphones, because my old ones broke yesterday, and literally finally got them all unwrapped and untwined and everything and plugged it in just as you put on your headphones. That was perfect timing.
I put on my headphones. There was no audio. So I said, Mike, because he listens to the internet. It's a different place that you plug in.
Oh, you were plugged in over to the console.
This time, usually that's the case. I'm watching porn or something, but I plugged those in this morning, intern hung, and I didn't even check. So
he's gold.
Yeah.
What's Hung wearing today? Some sort of Halloween costume? What's his deal?
What's he got? The panda thing?
He's got some giant panda costume. God. Dude.
Is he, hey, look at me to the 1,000,000th degree?
Yes.
And then when you do look at him, he has nothing to say or offer.
Correct.
There's nothing interesting about him except that he all he ever does is try to be interesting.
Right, but fails miserably.
Fails, right, exactly.
Yeah, it's he wears the 3D glasses without the glasses part in them. So you could reach through them and touch your own eyeball.
Right.
So,
right.
And then we say, "What? Did you steal those from a theater?" No, they gave them to me. And like, they ask him for, you know, they want them back when you leave the theater. Oh no, they gave them to me.
He does the most annoying thing on the planet, where every question is pulling teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the answer's not worth the pulling.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Oh.
Kevin, you usually have such great radar for interns. I mean,
yeah,
you're famous for your ability to pick the right interns. Yet, I don't know what went wrong with Hung.
I thought this current crop, we have Lady Gaga, who's great. Mm-hmm.
Who's awesome.
Except for yesterday, because she didn't want to come in.
Yeah, well, Lady Gaga's great.
Oh, my alarm didn't go off.
I swear, my iPhone, the alarm didn't go. I said it. I swear.
But she's great. No problem.
She's great as a person.
Yeah.
She sucks as an intern.
Okay, all right.
But I love Lady Gaga. She's awesome as a person.
And then you got Hung, who I thought was going to be one of the two good ones.
Right.
Because in the interview, he was fine.
Normal.
He would speak up. Here's the problem. Here's one of the other problems with Hung is that he's so low volume that you can't understand a word he's saying. But he'll interrupt. He'll interrupt the conversation by going, and you go, okay, all right, we'll stop our conversation and we'll engage you now. What? And then it's never
better be worth it.
Never.
Well, I knew something was going on with intern Hung, who I don't believe I've ever met, but when Lisa May refused to let him lick her, because let's face it, Lisa's pretty loose with the licking privileges.
I have been, yes, but sometimes Hung, you got to draw the line.
She put up the 6-foot force field. She wouldn't have him anywhere near her, and I thought, wow, if Lisa, the nicest person on the planet, is turning on Hung, then clearly the dude's got trouble.
Now, here's the weird thing. Hung might be our best intern right now.
Hung is hands down our best intern.
Okay, right. So
he's always on time. In fact, he's usually early. He does jobs without you needing to ask him, and he does them well.
Love Lady Gaga, but not the best intern. Hung.
But hot, though, so that makes up for it.
Yes. Hung, not hot. stupid costumes.
Annoying.
Mumbler.
It takes honestly, and I'm not just saying this for effect. It takes so much effort for me not to kick the crap out of Hunk.
Me too.
Every day.
Me too.
I really want to beat him.
I want to punch him right in the face.
But he is without a doubt our best intern.
Right. But then either stop mumbling or have something to say. One or the other. So those are the two that I thought would be fine, and then Friday.
Which is
her nickname. Yeah, or sad girl. I thought was going to be like, they allow me one crazy, basically.
Right, yeah. Everyone hire for crazy.
I hire for crazy.
Just like you vote. You vote for crazy,
right,
too.
But everyone in the office kind of has to deal with them full time. So they say, all right, fine, you can hire one, but only for one day. The other two get 2 days each. So I say, all right. So sad girl was going to be my, Friday was going to be my bad one. She's not bad.
She's a very nice girl.
Yeah.
I like her. But not so much with the thinking.
Well,
her.
She's not a member of Mensa, if that's what you're saying.
Her real job is to work at an ice cream chain here in Southern California. And she brought in on her first day a massive amount of ice cream, okay?
Right.
Oh, good start.
All right, which is great. And she threw it in the freezer as soon as she got in, so it wouldn't, and didn't tell anybody.
That happened. Yeah.
So it just sat there?
Until the next time she came in to be intern, which is a week later, Lisa May.
Yeah, she's only
she's
once
like,
a week.
No one ate my ice cream. And we're like, what ice cream? She said, I brought it and put it in the freezer. And I said, well, if you don't tell anybody, we wouldn't know, and then we wouldn't be able to eat it. And she's like, yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, that's her. That's so her, just in a nutshell right there. So
if you're in, before we go to your phone calls at 1-800-520-1067, if you're in college and you've always wanted to be part of the exciting and entertaining Kevin and Bean family, you can apply for an internship at kevinandbean.com. We do hire new ones for each semester, and that's a rundown on the current crap. So I think you can see the standards are fairly low to get in the door.
Very low. They actually have to be low to actually be considered. All right, let's get started with your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do? What it do? What it do?
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, nephew?
How about a pair of passes, lift passes to Mountain High? You know they got 6 new inches of snow on the ground this morning. Third snowstorm in April. The month isn't even half over yet. All the roads are open and clear. Tickets to Mountain High is what you get for being on the air for Kevin Bean's What It Do Next.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't the prize yesterday, and isn't it always usually all week? Wasn't it a Kevin and Bean t-shirt?
Yes, it was.
They upgraded.
So yes. We out?
We're out of t-shirts, or the people calling today are lucky because they got an upgraded price.
We had 4 t-shirts left, so we took 4 calls, and now they're gone?
Maybe that's it.
All right.
Let's try Vito on line 2. He's calling about something that had the internet abuzz yesterday as well. Hi, Vito. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
What's going on?
What's going on, guys? Hey, you guys hear about all this earthquake predictions here in L.A.?
No.
I did, but tell folks about it who did not get the word yesterday.
All right. Well, first off, I got a phone call last night from my aunt who says she's got a friend who has a friend that works at Caltech.
Yes. It's always a friend of a friend.
I know.
Right.
That's what I started thinking. Like, okay. Well, she started saying that, you know, her friend of a friend works at Caltech, saying that they all went home early to go prep for an earthquake that's going to happen in the next 48 hours.
Oh, like they have the information, but they're going to keep it to themselves and just kind of...
Exactly. So that, you know, mass panic doesn't happen.
Right.
And I'm thinking, well... Earthquake prediction is still a long way away.
Yeah, yeah. It is.
Yes, and, definitely.
I mean, if they could predict an earthquake in 48 hours, they would jump on it just to say, like, hey, we can do it.
Of course, and they would let everyone know. They're Caltech. That's kind of what they do.
Right.
Okay. So
well, my wife is sitting next to me and hears this. So she jumps on Facebook, Twitter, and just spreads it out like wildfire.
Of course she does. Like everybody else did. And, of course, every person who puts it up, then 20 other people put it up. And the next thing
it's
everywhere. People are pulling kids out of school. People are going to supermarkets and buying, you know, extra food and water. I mean, the worst thing in the world that could happen is if an earthquake really does, by coincidence, happen, by the way. Then we're screwed.
Oh, man.
But by the way, this is the reason that they always say they don't want to tell people.
Right.
It's panic.
And then we all go, no,
panic.
We won't.
No, we won't panic.
We pull our kids out of
I got to go get a bunch of water right now.
Well, it didn't happen yesterday, so it's going to happen today between a 5 and a 6.5, depending on the prediction that you believe.
Because
so,
a friend of a friend has knew someone who worked at Caltech?
That's right.
Okay.
That's exactly right.
All right.
So, there you go. Thanks for calling on that. We appreciate the call. Let's try Josh. He's on line 3. Wow, look, we're almost out of time already. Hey, Josh, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey. Morning, crew. Morning, Mr. Man.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Hey, so I thought I'd bring up a debate. Who's a better player, Kobe or LeBron James? We're 2 weeks away from playoffs.
Yeah.
What would happen if LeBron were to take it all the way? Would he be a better player than Kobe?
It's really an impossible question to answer. If you were asking me, I can have a franchise player to build a team around right now. Who would I pick, in their prime? I think I'd go with Kobe.
You'd go with Kobe?
Yeah.
In his prime, I agree.
But
how about right now?
You got to go with LeBron.
I'd go with LeBron now.
Freak athlete, who's much younger. But you asked the question, who's a better basketball player? I still think it's without question Kobe Bryant.
I do too. But then again.
Don't get me wrong.
This is one of those questions where you can't, there's no wrong answer. If you're going to start a team and you want to pick LeBron, you'd be fine.
He's
unbelievable.
This year more than ever before, he has been literally unbelievable. You can't believe what you see every single night on SportsCenter or whatever show when you watch what LeBron does day in and day out. He's unbelievable. But he is a freak mutant athlete, and he relies on that more so than he does basketball skill, which is Kobe Bryant's real forte.
Right, and Kobe's a better closer.
This year, especially, Kobe's become such an amazing shooter. Such an unbelievable elbow-type shooter, and he's relied less on driving through the lane, and less on his athletic ability as he's getting older. And he's just become such an unbelievable shooter from every angle on the court. It's really amazing.
You are asking to choose between A-plus and A-plus.
Right.
Yeah. There you go. Oh, I guess,
Thank you for the call, though. We appreciate it very much.
Choose an A-plus.
Playoffs should be very exciting, by the way.
Hockey playoffs, too. Let's talk about that. Who's excited? Just me?
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show.
Nah. Are you serious?
We have BJ Penn on the program today.
There it is.
And the name of his book is Why I Fight.
Interesting.
Or not.
Or sometimes. Why I fight sometimes.
Why I don't always fight.
Why I show up and don't necessarily fight.
We have to figure out how to craft that question because I don't want to insult him.
No. That would be bad. I really don't
because he is one of... like Kobe and LeBron, he's one of the elite in his sport of all time. But it sure didn't look like he tried much this last Saturday night. I'll tell you something else. I finally got around to watching Anderson Silva. Mm-hmm. Never going to buy a fight with him in it again. Never.
It was a disaster, right?
Never again. He was just a douchebag. He was just mocking the other guy, and then he wouldn't fight. They'll never get my money when he's on a bill again.
Wow.
Oh, I hate him so much right now. Also on today's show, we have Jenna Ushkowitz, who happens to be on a little program that's coming back tonight called Glee.
Yeah.
Now, what's her name? What's her name again?
Jenna Ushkowitz. Thank you for asking.
Wow.
Thank you for asking, Rodney. That's very nice. Bean got attacked by his own dogs because
Yes,
he did, because they won out. Bean's dogs won out. It's clear they won out.
Come on.
And Bean just refuses to accept that. They're saying, hey, everyone, we won out. And Bean's like, oh, no, they love me. They love me. We have tickets for Coachella, 3-day passes. Which are Friday, Saturday, Sunday of this week. It's so hard to believe.
Don't forget to bring your sunblock when you go to Coachella, coming up this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's a big one this year, so bring lots of sunblock.
There's a relationship between how many acts are on the bill and how much sunblock you should bring.
It's a big one, so
bring a lot of... If it was a small concert, don't need too much sunblock.
Right. Coachella is outdoor all day, every day, though, for 3 days. I mean, that's never changed. Same as last year, same as the year before.
Right.
Yeah. Let's see here. We have Landon Donovan on the program today.
Yes.
Oh. What was that noise? Oh, that's just ugly. They asked me to be in a... you guys will find this funny. They asked me to be in a celebrity soccer game this Saturday.
Yes.
What?
Yeah, and I said, absolutely, I'll do it. I used to play in high school. I love soccer. But I'm going to be at Coachella.
Turns out.
So what are you going to do? Can't. But anyway, we have Landon Donovan in today. He, of course, is LA Galaxy and U.S. National Team.
Mm-hmm.
And we have an internet roundup today.
No way.
You are surprising him at every turn.
Well, he's got all new stuff. Oh, Rodney, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah, Rodney.
He has all new Rodney stuff, which I'm very excited about. And you were stuck in an elevator. We might get to today. We might have to talk about the earthquake thing. I don't know.
All right.
Thank me, baby.
Why? I don't even understand that one. All right, listen. We take a break and come back with the showbiz beat. That is 106.7 KROQ, and it is 5:55.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. Time for a quick look at the showbiz beat. Dancing with the Stars, Pam Anderson says Dial Idol is at the bottom of the voting list and is likely to be voted off tonight, although they do caution that it is too close to call. She's down there at the bottom with a bunch of other people. Pam is having a bad week. I don't know if you heard that the California Franchise Tax Board released their annual list of individuals and taxpayers who owe more than $100,000 in back taxes.
Really?
She's on the list. They say the state of California says that she owes $493,000 in personal income tax.
$500,000?
How about that?
Wow.
She had a tax lien filed against her in April of 2009. No comment from her attorney, but that's on the website. They're saying that that's her. Wow. And it's for reals. So no good.
I have another story about her, and it doesn't sound good to me, but she has apparently created the first vegan shake.
Okay.
A milkshake with no milk in it, huh?
Yeah. And she had some kind of a press conference. And the first part of this audio that I'm about to play for you, it's got to be a radio station dude or a plant or something. Nobody actually acts like this in real life, where she shows up to promote this milkshake and then this guy starts yelling.
We love you! Millions of milkshakes for Pamela Anderson! Making the first vegan shake! No animal furs or skin!
Right? No one just starts shouting like all that information, right?
No animal furs or skins, because
right.
That's normally what's in a milkshake.
Most of the time, that is what a milkshake is made of. So then,
I'm so sick of drinking milkshakes and you pull out a tooth.
Yeah.
So a tusk.
It's awful.
So then the reporter asks her,
what's going to be inside? The vegan milkshake is going to be pineapple, coconut, banana, anything tropical, kind of what my kids like, what I make for them at home in Malibu.
Okay, now she's done with the shake. She moves on to Dancing with the Stars.
So,
okay, so how hard is Dancing with the Stars?
That's what she said.
It's very hard.
That's what she said.
Yeah, so she's having a hard time.
Vegan milkshake sounds like Jamba Juice.
Yeah, it does. So it sounds like a smoothie, right?
With no yogurt.
Yeah, I guess.
You don't have to put yogurt in it, right?
Look.
No, but you're right. I mean, it's Jamba Juice, but without the...
Oh, thank God you turned off Mike's mic. That was the smartest move you made all day.
I was trying to straighten it out, and I forgot he was on mine.
Glee is coming back tonight.
Yes.
After quite a hiatus, and we're all very excited about that show. And look, I'm all... And they're doing a lot of publicity, and we have one of the stars, the actress who plays Tina, on the program today. Hey. And I'm all for doing everything you can to draw attention to the fact that your program is coming back. But this may just be too far. Jane Lynch, who's, let's face it, she's the star.
She's the breakout star by far.
She's awesome. Yesterday confirmed reports of her engagement to a longtime girlfriend. Now, I'm just going to say, don't go gay just to promote your TV show. That just smacks of desperate to go out and go, hey, look at me, I like women, just to get people talking about you so people tune in to watch your TV show.
Yeah.
Come on, Jane. You're better than that.
That's a shock.
Beat, I hate to tell you, but that might have been a pre-existing condition.
What?
Yeah.
Her longtime girlfriend, who is a psychologist named Laura Embry, they announced, as a matter of fact, at the party for last night, I guess, at the Marmont in Los Angeles, at the Glee party, they announced that they are engaged. They do not yet have a wedding date, but congratulations to the great Jane Lynch, who really is so superb in every movie or TV show she appears in.
Absolutely.
And they were nice enough to send over a couple episodes of Glee, of the new season. So I've seen the one tonight.
Yes.
Which is great. And then the one next week, you have to watch for Jane Lynch because she is astounding in it.
She's the crazy Madonna fan next
week,
right?
Yes, it's an all Madonna episode, and she does
a
full-length Vogue video that you will love. It's so funny, you have to see it. Let's see here. Lady Gaga, turns out... she's working really hard to come across as one of the raunchiest girls in music, right? She tries to act like she's all...
Yeah.
Apparently, she's celibate.
Really?
She tells the UK's Daily Mail that she's single and she doesn't want to jump in bed with just anybody. But can you really believe... I mean, can you really...
I don't know, but wouldn't they have photos of her out with people if she were?
Well, it's not that she's not dating anyone. It's just she says she's celibate. That she has never had sex.
Because no guy wants to put up with all the BS costumes she makes him wear. I can't imagine she just has regular naked sex. She probably makes you put on a horse head or something like that just to be wacky.
You also don't need to hear that soundtrack running in your head while you're trying to...
She should date Kevin Bean intern Hung with his stupid panda suit. That's who she should date.
It probably has that sex either.
celebrity birthdays, R&B singer who actually, if I remember correctly, won an Oscar for the song that he sang with Celine Dion from Beauty and the Beast a few years ago. The great Peebo Bryson turns 59 years old today. Maybe the only person in the world ever named Peebo. Great R&B legend Al Green turned 64 today. Conan O'Brien's house band leader Max Weinberg, and of course the drummer for the mighty E Street Band behind Bruce Springsteen, turns 59. Have not heard many details about the new Conan TBS show, like who's in the band. Will Max be following Conan to TBS? We don't know. I guess we'll stay tuned. Lou Bega, remember him? The Mambo No. 5 guy from a few years ago?
Oh.
Remember how annoying that song was?
Yes.
Put a little blah blah in my blah. Remember that guy?
Yeah, oh yeah.
35 years old today. Ricky Schroeder from Silver Spoons and Rick Schroeder from NYPD Blue, both celebrating birthdays today. He and they are 40, and the great actor Paul Sorvino turns 71, and that is the show biz.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Bean, listen, I'm just saying let the dogs go. Let them go. It's clear.
Let them go.
It's clear they want.
They're pets.
Right, but they would like to be freed to go be the pets of someone else.
They love me.
Yes.
They love my wife.
Right,
and
I know.
That's why you were in the hospital.
Right. I'm saying they're giving a clear message.
They love you too much.
They're calling for help. They're saying, someone help us. We want out.
Look.
Right?
Hear my whole thing. I have six dogs, ladies and gentlemen. I have a 15-year-old. I have a 13-year-old. I have an 11-year-old this Thursday. Tater Tot turns 11 on Thursday. And I have three 21-month-old English Bulldogs. Okay?
Okay. Can I just comment?
Yes.
Dumb.
Too many dogs.
Yeah. Yes. That's insane.
Easy to see now. Okay, wasn't so easy to see at the time. So I have the three English Bulldogs. Put them together, it's like a 200-pound beast with three mouths, okay?
Okay.
So occasionally, there's going to be a problem. Occasionally, my hand or arm or head or face or neck or leg or foot is going to end up in somebody's mouth. It's just, it goes with the territory. If you're out horsing around, you're playing in the yard, and everybody's having a good time, sometimes somebody's going to get bit. And that's what happened on Friday, is my wife and I both found ourselves at the hospital getting tetanus shots and getting our hands bandaged up because large quantities of skin were missing.
Right. But here's what I'm saying. Maybe the dogs got together and said, hey, this sucks.
We've tried everything else.
And there's six of us.
Let's take them down.
Let's band together. We'll act like we're fighting, and we'll try to send them a message. Don't you think that's possible?
I don't think it's possible at all, because I think they have a tremendous life. They get so much attention. They get such terrific care. There's no reason on earth why they shouldn't be happy here, but they do. You put them together and they're a mob. I mean, they really are. All that happened is that Donna was trying to stop Yum Yum from rolling in the grass so much, because he's got a real bad grass allergy this year, and his whole underside just breaks out in these big red welts, right? So she's trying to keep him from rolling around on the grass. So she reached for him and said, no, Yum Yum. And then Linus heard that, and Linus jumped on top of Yum Yum, and then they started scuffling. And then little Veruca, she can't just watch a fight. She's got to get involved. So then she jumps in on top of them, and we're trying to separate all the dogs. And you know how that goes, man. It's just, it's a bunch. Lisa, you've been there. It's just dogs everywhere. You reach your hands in to try to pull them out, something like that, and you accidentally get bit. I don't think it was on purpose at all.
Hey, my name is Yum Yum. Yeah, I know. I'm Linus. Hey, don't forget about me. I'm Veruca. Listen, we got to do something to break out. Let's act like we're mad at each other. We'll fight, and Bean will step in, and we can bite him.
You're making it sound like it's Prison Break. That's all they do is when we're not listening, they're plotting their escape.
Just bringing up the idea that perhaps a dog named Yum Yum.
Yum Yum is an awesome dog, but
I'm so not saying it's not an awesome dog. I'm saying it's a bad name.
Well, so Donna's.
How bad is it?
Well, Donna's was really bad. Hers blew up. She had a golf ball size welt on her hand within a minute. And I said, dude, I've never seen anything like that before. We're taking you immediately to the hospital. And we did. And the next day, the swelling went down from the one spot and spread out over her whole hand. So it looked like a Minnie Mouse glove. It was twice the size of her other hand.
Oh, my gosh.
Super painful.
But wait,
she couldn't even move her fingers.
But you went to the emergency room at the same time?
Yeah, because I got bit too. I got a big chunk taken out of my hand. So we both had to get tetanus shots. And,
and those are not painful?
You know what? They're a little bit uncomfortable after the fact. I mean, your arm is sore and stuff the next day, but it's just a precaution, because tetanus is a terrible way to die. You get the locked jaw. It's very painful. But What is this? Producer Alex is telling me that you guys lined up somebody to talk to me.
Well, we have an expert, but I'm curious about your version of the story because it seems like maybe there's a part of the story missing. That's all.
It was just a misunderstanding, and everybody's fine. Everybody got along great after that. It was just wrong place, wrong time for our hands and fingers. That's all.
All right. Well, let's bring in an expert. Okay. We do have the dog whisperer.
Ah, of course.
On the phone. Cesar Milan,
he would know.
Hello, everybody. How are you?
Hi, Cesar
Milan. How are you?
Hello.
Good to talk to you, old friends. It's been a long time.
Have you listened to the story?
I have. I'm very disappointed you've been. I know you've been a dog owner for most of your life, and you should know better than to allow your dogs to run your life like that. You have to be the trendsetter, the trailblazer. You are the alpha dog, okay?
But do you know Bean? No one's less an alpha dog than Bean.
I understand that. It's American culture. It's very difficult to be in charge of your dog, to punish your dog when you don't necessarily want to, because they are your best friend. They are man's best friend. I understand that. But it's something you have to do. If you truly love your dog, like if you love your kids, you have to punish them. You have to set boundaries. You have to be in charge.
Cesar, what do you think about a guy who names his dog Yum Yum?
It's a bad idea.
Okay.
It's a bad idea because then they get the idea that they are spoiled children.
Right.
And they should have, you should name them Spike or Turbo or something manly so they know that they are amongst a manly pack of dogs.
Cesar, Gilbert and Sullivan, the great songwriters, Lisa, you'll appreciate this, they had a play called The Mikado, and Yum Yum is a princess character in The Mikado. That's where his name came from.
Bean, there's really not enough F-U in the world for me to give
All right.
My middle finger's not big enough for me to properly give you the
How
middle
long
finger.
Would your middle finger need to be appropriate in this situation?
It would need to take up about 40 acres of land, my middle finger, to properly All give right. you the right middle finger.
Okay. Names aside, how should I have handled that?
Good point.
I'm trying to ask a question.
Do you whisper
about...
to dogs, or do I whisper to dogs? I am dog whisper.
You are the dog whisperer. I agree. You're the expert. Okay,
I want you
please.
To take your dog, the one that's been really inciting the problems lately.
Which one is that?
That would be Lightus,
okay.
is the one who
take
jumped
Linus,
on top of
Yum
Yum. I
want you to soak his balls in honey and put him in an anthill.
What are you talking about?
No,
it's a
I'm
terrible
not
idea.
Do something
oh, I'm
that's going to hurt
sorry.
The dog.
What, is your name the dog whisperer? Do you whisper to doggies a lot? How much time do you spend whispering to dogs?
Yeah, we
that's
whisper.
My name, my moniker is Dog Whisperer.
We whisper, but
I know what I'm doing.
I don't think they understand.
I want you to sew his butthole shut and feed him fiber.
No.
Okay, I'm not going to do anything that's going to hurt my little dog.
I want you to slander him on Facebook.
What are you talking about? A dog doesn't read Facebook.
People hate that. Right. And then give him a bunch of blow and hide the cigarettes. Omar liked that one.
Wait, who? Wait, your guy named Omar with you?
Omar. He runs the kennels. Yes,
I see.
Really?
I want you to get him real coked out. Hide the cigarettes. That's the worst.
Yeah. All right, so honey on the balls.
Yeah.
Sew the butthole shut.
Yeah, and keep feeding him like Mucinex or something. They make not Mucinex, the fiber. What do you Americans call it? The laxatives. Yes.
Yes, laxatives. That's
slander him on Facebook.
Yeah,
all right,
and perhaps encourage him. Who sexed his girlfriend and then steal his phone and show all his friends.
Is this right. really the dog whisperer?
Yeah, remember the basketball player who was showing his pee-pee on the cell phone?
Yes.
It's so embarrassing, is it not?
Right, so, yeah. so that'll improve Lightus's behavior. That's what
Take
you're saying,
Take him to
Cesar.
A driving range and tee him up.
No! That's a terrible idea. But can I hear the sound effect again?
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. BJ Penn will be on the program today, which is a little bit of a surprise to those of you who may have seen the fight over the weekend. that he's doing interviews, that he's answering
questions.
Yeah,
he got his title taken away. I mean, he was the champion of the world and he got it taken away.
Right. Yeah.
So. Also, we have tickets for you to go to Coachella this weekend, which is now sold out, by the way. You can win a 3-day pass coming up later on the Kevin and Bean Show, and the very, very hot actress who plays Tina on Glee, Jenna Ushkowitz, is going to be joining us talking about Glee tonight in a few minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, Kevin, I know you love the earthquakes and you love the crazies.
Yeah, I do. I love both, and I was not paying attention yesterday when all this was coming down.
Me neither.
All this earthquake talk. I don't know how it started. How did it start, B?
It started because there is a website called quakeprediction.com that tweeted that there was going to be a 5.0 to 6.5 magnitude earthquake in Southern California on either Monday or Tuesday. Now, I don't know anything about the guys or gals behind this site. They do have a website. I don't know what kind of accuracy they've had in the past, but somehow the 5,000 people that follow that website, Quake Prediction, on Twitter, they started spreading the word. hey, look at this inside information I just got. There's going to be a big earthquake. Check it out. And apparently, people were just freaking out. At least a small percentage of people that I heard about last night were just freaking out and literally going out and stocking up on food and water. I mean, look, it's smart to be prepared in the event of a serious earthquake or any kind of natural disaster anyway.
Right.
There's no danger in having water in your basement that you can use in the event that your water service is disrupted.
Yeah, I don't think that's panicking.
No.
Stocking up on food and water.
But let me suggest this. If I can think ahead enough to already have water there in case.
As I do.
Anytime in the next 10 or 20 years. I mean, it'll happen. We just don't know. If I can do that, and you haven't thought of that, then maybe you need to question your sanity a little bit.
there were people online last night who were advising their friends to drive away from Southern California. Others were suggesting that you take your kids out of school. I mean, this goes beyond just general preparedness. This is people who believed in that prediction enough to make specific plans for yesterday and today. I'd like to point out, by the way, didn't happen yesterday. Probably not going to happen today.
I happen to be here at the station, the flagship station for the Kevin and Bean Show here in Los Angeles, and every other phone call on the request lines had something to do with the earthquake.
Is it going to happen, or did you hear about it, or that kind of stuff?
Yeah. This it's was gonna about get 5, you. 6 o'clock last night.
It's going to happen Wednesday. That's the shocker.
Yeah. Because it knows. Funny. It's listening. It's like, oh, they
well,
think
I'll
I'm coming
like,
Monday
oh,
or Tuesday.
Okay now.
F you. Wait till Wednesday. We need to talk to the earthquake.
It's not the smoke monster that has a mind of its own.
How do you know?
Just effing with us. It's an earthquake. They can't predict earthquakes. That's what we've learned, okay? They don't know how to predict them.
There's been a 0% success rate in predicting that.
Yes.
Over however many years they've been really trying.
Okay, but so here's the question. A, should they tell us? Because we really do panic. We really do. Now,
by the way, I think that's an easy yes. They should tell us. If they were at a point where they could predict earthquakes, they absolutely have a responsibility to tell you.
I agree, even though they're right, it would cause panic. I agree that those of us who aren't prone to panic also deserve maybe a little heads up.
I'm curious as to if they can tell us, like, how much they can tell us. Because earthquakes, you know, you can live across the street from an apartment building that's demolished, and your place is fine because of the waves.
Right.
You know, it can be fine in Santa Monica and in San Pedro. It's not fine. So depending on how accurate they can be, that would be helpful,
but that's
too.
The problem is there's no accuracy.
Are they just going to say in Southern California?
Yeah, I mean, there's no accuracy. I mean, if you have ever been in the Midwest and they have a tornado warning, they'll come on the TV and they'll say, a tornado has been spotted. Here's where it's been spotted. It's moving this direction. Right. You can't guarantee what direction it'll go, but this is the direction it's going right now. So everybody goes underground.
Right, but the difference is with the tornadoes is that the conditions are such that it is likely a tornado will form. There's no such thing. There's no such equivalent with earthquakes.
I agree. But I did run outside because I wanted to see one.
that warning was good for you.
What are the chances it's going to come right at me? It doesn't know I'm where the gold is. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't know. It's just destroying stuff.
If there's any positive to stuff like what happened yesterday with people kind of getting some insight as to whether or not there's going to be an earthquake, Nicole Alvarez is a DJ here at K-Rock, and she's from out of town. She's from born and raised in Florida, and she has never lived in L.A. during an earthquake.
Right.
And yesterday, what went on Twitter and stuff was the first time she was motivated to actually go out and get canned food and bottles of water.
And I bet that's true for a lot of people.
So,
that was a good thing.
If there is any upside to it, that's what it is.
It's a good thing as long as there's not a rush and then some people have all of it.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, that can be bad, but I still don't think that should keep them from telling people.
I don't either.
If they had that information, which they don't, maybe they should, give it out.
We want to take some calls, by the way. If you heard the rumor yesterday and took some action, if there's something you did differently because of it, and if you have, if you believe it, if you think that this quakeprediction.com, if you think they know what they're talking about and you're taking it seriously, we want to know why. What do you know that we don't know? We want to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. And also, do you think they would tell us if they could predict them? And do you think they should tell us if they could predict them? Seems like in about half the sci-fi movies, when the aliens are coming, they just elect not to tell the public because it's too hot to handle. That information will freak too many people out, so let's not tell them.
Right, but those are movies. Right?
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
But I believe that the real people, there are a lot of real people in the U.S. government who would think the same thing. They would think we don't want to cause a panic.
And similar to an earthquake, there's not that much that the public could do.
Yeah, you can. You can get outdoors. Really, you're pretty safe outdoors.
You're safer,
if
you're in
an
open field. You're
out in the field or something.
Field compared to being in a building, sure.
Right.
If I knew there were going to be a 6.5 earthquake, I would find Sofia Vergara and I would hit that. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Yeah, she'd have that'd be simple, too. You can close that, in a second.
I honestly don't think Bean's man enough to even forcibly do that.
Of course not.
I think she could take it.
She would kick his ass.
Yeah. And I also don't know what kind of a defense that would hold up in court if I said, why did you attack Ms. Vergara? I heard there was going to be an earthquake on the internet. I also don't know if that would necessarily fly.
I think that's sound. You wouldn't even need a lawyer. They would just dismiss it.
All right. 1-800-520-1067. What are you doing about the huge earthquake that's likely to hit Southern California today? Lisa, by the way, predicted that Santa Monica is going to be fine, but San Pedro, you are going down.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think about that? And should they tell us if they know? We'll take your calls right after this on the Kevin and Beach. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, not trying to whip anyone into a needless frenzy, because apparently that's already been done by quakeprediction.com. A 5.0 to 6.5 earthquake in Southern California is what they put on the internet yesterday, and some people bought it. Omar, a listener Omar, writes in to the Kevin and Bean Show, if I knew an earthquake was coming, I'd stock up on weed and hot Cheetos. That's really all the human body needs to survive. Although I suspect this Omar, that's just a regular Tuesday for
sure,
him. But we're going to take some phone calls right now at 1-800-520-1067. Did you hear the news yesterday? How did you react? And if they could predict earthquakes, should the government tell us, or would it cause panic?
Or both. All right, let's begin with Ryan. Hi, Ryan.
Morning.
You heard this yesterday?
Yes, I did.
And what'd you do?
Well, batteries and flashlights are the first thing that came to mind for me.
Okay, and so you went to the store and bought some?
Yeah, for sure.
And that's it? Did you get food or anything else?
Yeah, the second thing, I went and stocked up on MREs.
Oh, nice.
Okay, right. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Nice. That's the equivalent of the what they use in the Army, right? That they take out in the
meals ready to eat, right?
Okay.
How much faith, when you heard this, and let's face it, if it's on the internet, it must be true. That's a longstanding policy of this program. Yeah. how much stock did you put in the prediction?
Well, you know, you get about 5 cases of water, enough. You know, if you can get 3 gallons of water.
I don't think that's what he meant by stock. I think he meant how much did you trust it?
How much did I trust it?
Yeah, the report.
Hands down, I'm in, you know.
You're in. You really
believe it.
Yeah, the world's coming to an end. You got to stock up on water, food, and ammunition. You got to have plenty of ammunition.
Okay, but you're...
But if it's coming to an end...
But wait, but hold on. You're joking, right?
No, you have to have plenty of stock in that stuff.
Right, but you should have that stock anyway if you live in a place where you might need it.
Right, you're right, and I do, but you can never have enough. So,
all right, question number two: if they could predict earthquakes, which they can't, should they tell us?
For sure, yeah, okay. Definitely.
Right. Yeah,
okay. I think they should.
All right, good luck to you. Don't forget, man, Obama's coming for your guns. All right, who's next?
Let's go to David. Hi, David.
How you guys doing?
Good, thanks.
I mean, for guys that are going to die, we're doing okay. For guys on our last day on Earth because of the big quake, yeah, we're fine.
Lisa, if we find out that seriously we're all going to die,
yeah,
can you and I finally just do it?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, not a problem. And Bean can come too.
No, that ruins everything.
I mean, join in.
I don't want the wobbly H happening. All right, David, tell us how you thought, what happened yesterday.
Okay, so all this stuff came out on the internet, and about 10 minutes after it came out, I ended up getting a phone call from one of my buddies, works with Lockheed Martin out in the Antelope Valley.
Right.
And he calls me up and tells me that they started telling their employees to start purchasing water and supplies within the next 4 days.
Fantastic. Love it.
Wait, within the next 4 days? But wasn't the report yesterday and today?
Monday or Tuesday. Yeah, it sure was.
I don't know. They just...
Maybe they just said, well, this prediction can't possibly be true, but if you haven't thought of it, maybe you should think of getting some supplies in case.
Right.
Maybe.
Just be prepared, yeah.
Yeah. But they didn't say, hey, there's an earthquake coming and you need to, you know, run for the hills or anything.
No, it wasn't like, it's going to happen Wednesday at 4 o'clock.
If the government could, and they can't, should they tell us?
No, of course not.
Of course not.
Because of the
panic
effect?
So they all go for the bunkers, and here we are.
We're going to die tomorrow.
Or not.
Anarchy is all I have to say.
It would be anarchy, right?
Look, if we were all going to die, who cares about anarchy?
Good point.
I do. I want to be the sole survivor.
Okay.
Well, then we're not all going to die. Make up your mind.
Thanks for the call.
David's confusing me.
Do you feel it?
that was lightning the last time an earthquake.
Yeah, it was crazy.
All right, Matt, hi.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good. 1-800-520-1067 if you want to chime in. Matt, did you hear the rumor yesterday, and if so, what'd you do?
Yeah, I sure did. You know what? I didn't do a darn thing. I think it's all BS. I think they just want the acclaim.
This website, you think, is doing it for publicity?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, it's only going to work if they're right.
Yeah, if they're not right, then that's not the kind of publicity they want, I would guess.
Right.
Well, they're right. I've got tons of ammo, and that's all I need.
I like that ammo.
Everyone's got ammo.
I like the ammo is the first thing our audience thinks of.
You don't need water and food if you got ammo, Kevin.
Well,
because you can get it.
Well,
you know
there is that.
Saying?
But you do also have to protect what's yours.
Right.
Exactly.
And we've seen what happens when the zombies come. You know what I mean?
That's right.
You need a machete, too, by the way. We don't need ammo. You need a machete.
I've got the machete under my bed.
Under your bed. Okay, we're going to trace this call. All right.
Thank you.
Hey,
thank you, Matt.
Live in L.A. We have earthquakes. We have fires. We have floods. We have riots. But we have really nice weather. So
good
we got
point.
That going for us, which is nice.
That is right. Appreciate that.
Thank you for putting that in perspective. All right, let's go to Edith. Hi, Edith.
Hi, good morning.
So what happened to you yesterday?
Well, nothing much. I was around 4, 4:30-ish getting out of work, and my coworker actually got a text from her aunt from Caltech who stated that everyone was sent home because there was a prediction within the next 24 hours an earthquake was going to hit. So just wanted to relay the message.
All right, so we need to talk to somebody from Caltech to see if that's
true.
That
really happened.
I just wanted to, spread the word. I mean, apparently, according to her, that they were sent home.
Right, I know.
Okay,
but
you know that your friend doesn't have an aunt at Caltech. You know that that's just like all the other urban legends where, no, seriously, I was at the wedding and we pulled the envelopes out from under the chair. I was there. Your aunt,
doesn't know anyone at Caltech, though. Say it. Repeat that after us.
I don't know.
That's come on now.
I mean, look, Caltech came out yesterday after all these rumors were flying and said, no, this doesn't have anything to do with us. We weren't involved in this prediction at all, and it's not true. So, I mean, that should have ended all the speculation right there. But we still, thank God, have people like you that are continuing to spread the word.
Wait a minute.
You know, I haven't stocked up. I have stuff already.
All right, Edith, if the government could, and they can't, would you think they should tell us?
No, I don't want to know, because that's just going to make everything even worse. I'd rather just go out with a bang.
One last question. Go out with a bang.
That's what we're talking about.
One last question is, your aunt, who knew somebody at Caltech, they sent everybody home.
It was a friend who said they had an aunt at Caltech. Yeah.
All right, whoever it was. How many people, in the course of yesterday, did you tell, /email, /Facebook, /MySpace, whatever, how many people did you spread the word to?
Just my mom and my dad.
Wow, you don't care about people. How about that? You are selfish.
You're bad, yeah.
I don't want you as a friend, because if somebody has that info, I want them to tell me.
Well, I mean, they would have made a big announcement. That's why I kind of really didn't, buy too much into the hype. I mean, I'm pretty sure they would have made something perfectly clear, and I didn't hear anything else, so I was like, it's just probably people.
Hey, you had a friend who had an aunt who works at Caltech. That's not good enough for you.
No, I didn't hear any announcements. No.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Wow.
We'll leave it there. Panic, people. That's what we're telling you. Panic. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday, the triumphant return of Glee right after American Idol tonight. I'll watch any show that has a young, hot Asian chick on it, and Glee is no exception. Jenna Ushkowitz is the actress who plays Tina on Glee. She faked to stutter just to impress a boy. That's coming up on today's Kevin and Bean Show in about 10 minutes or so. Right now, Lisa May in for Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on this hour?
Plus, we have BJ Penn and Landon Donovan coming up, by the way.
Pretty cool.
Show's a little full. All right, Lisa.
All right. Well, first, I want to start off with a giveaway. As you know, Iron Man 2 is opening up in theaters on May 7th, so we have an Iron Man DVD to give away, and the winner of that will also be qualified for a trip to London for the premiere of Iron Man 2.
That's pretty cool.
Totally cool. So I'll make it easy. It's caller 20, 1-800-520-1067.
And Scarlett Johansson going to be there.
I'm sure she is.
All right.
We want pictures. Whoever wins must bring pictures.
Please.
So this is according to TMZ. It's completely juicy. Steven Seagal is being sued for over $1 million by a 23-year-old former model for trafficking women for sex.
Yeah.
What?
Okay, so listen to this story.
He's a cop.
He's Steven Seagal lawman.
Right.
No, he's in the Jex, man.
What's happening?
Fighting crime.
He is in the Jex, as he calls the projects.
I love that.
Let's go to the Jex.
This girl's name is Kaden Nguyen.
Hey!
Okay. All right.
She says she interviewed and got the job of his executive assistant, but when she got to the job, she discovered that Seagal had been keeping two young Russian attendants available for sex for 24/7 every day, right? anytime he wanted it, they were there for him.
Sweet.
But that one of them had quit recently, uh-huh. and in fact, Nguyen's new job wasn't executive assistant, but...
To replace one of them?
To replace one of them.
Oh, no.
Wow.
She says that on her first night, Steven Seagal treated her as a sex toy. He tried to fondle her. He tried to put his hand up his skirt or down her pants or whatever.
Up his skirt?
Up her skirt. Oh. And she complained. This is the thing that's so weird about the story. She complained the next morning.
Right. The next morning.
They don't know to whom.
And then Not to the police?
And then no. Oh. And then the next day, it all happened again. And he gave her illegal drugs.
Okay, why did she show up for work on day two?
Right, or day three or day four.
How long did she work for
him? It doesn't say, but it said that this continued.
Well,
so it seems odd. So Steven Seagal's lawyer is saying that it's all not true and that she's an ex-employee who was fired for using illegal drugs.
Yeah, it sounds shaky at best. You never know, but
very shaky.
It sounds shaky at best.
Yeah, I agree. Although he could have two Russian women there.
Well, Russians
sexual needs at all times.
Russians understand that's how the world works.
I totally believe that. This story was announced yesterday right at the end of the show, but we didn't get a chance to talk about it. So in case you haven't heard, Conan O'Brien has found a home. He's actually going to TBS. He's going to do a show from
TBS.
So
the Fox rumor didn't come through.
Didn't come through. TBS. So it's going to be TBS.
Well, there was a lot of good stuff. TBS has turned into a great cable channel. You're right about that. There was a lot of pushback from the Fox affiliates who did not want Conan in late night because they make more money selling local commercials, running Cheers reruns and Frasier reruns and stuff like that.
Or I mean, local news. Wasn't it also 11? Wasn't it also local news?
But Fox doesn't. Does Fox do news at 11?
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah, they do news at 10. But, yeah, so a lot of the Fox affiliates weren't crazy about it, and I guess Fox thought it would take too much money and wouldn't pay off the way somebody like TBS. I mean, he's the biggest star in the world. How do you feel if you're George Lopez, by the way, who was the big talk show name on that channel, and now you're dog food? If you got a guy like Conan coming to your channel, who cares about George Lopez's show anymore?
Didn't you say that he'd be on twice, in L.A., for instance? He'd be on at 8 and again
at
11?
You'll be able to see him at 8 and 11, and then George Lopez's show is going to be right after his. He'll be on at 9 and midnight.
I hope George Lopez realizes how lucky he is to even have a show.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm sure he does.
And although he may be disappointed because, like you said, he's no longer the big fish at TBS, he now has the best lead-in he could ever dream of.
So true.
In comparison to what he used to have.
Yeah, true.
Well, now, Conan can't do his show till September because of the contract with NBC. He's not allowed to start doing interviews until May, but apparently that has already been inked that the first interview is going to be with George Lopez.
Well, that's
so
funny.
That kind of makes sense. He's coming to TBS.
According to this, it'll start in November, and it'll be four nights a week.
Okay.
So that would be very cool.
George Lopez is going to start with, "So you're taking my job. How does it feel, mother effer?"
I'm already dreading how many Conan O'Brien commercials we're going to have to see during the baseball playoffs on TBS this year. Oh, my God. Are they going to hit us over the head with that?
Yeah, it's awesome. I don't watch baseball.
Part of the reason that California is broke right now,
yeah.
Pam Anderson.
She's part of the reason?
She owes $493,000 in back taxes. California officials released a list of the 100 most, or is it 1,000, most delinquent taxpayers.
Pam Anderson?
And Pam Anderson was on the record for more than $493,000.
But she's just
a second.
She's, she's given us a lot. Don't you think? I mean,
not money. She hasn't given us money.
So what do you say, Kevin? They should just forgive that? Just write it off?
Yeah, just a hot forgiveness.
Doesn't she make money?
Because she owes the government.
I was thinking about that.
But that $495,000 has to be based on some kind of income.
Money that she made.
Right.
Which would be at least twice that.
But I wonder how much in arrears she is.
Oh, like, that could be 5-6 years, you mean?
Exactly.
I'm trying
to figure out how she makes money today.
Well, she did that show in Las Vegas.
Yeah,
for
a while.
Quite a while. And I'm sure that was very well paid.
Yeah.
I don't know what else she does. And she has businesses. Wasn't she opening up, going around selling a perfume or something recently?
Yeah, maybe.
If you sell perfume and it's successful, that's hundreds of millions. That's
money.
A ton of dough right there.
Yeah. I don't know.
No way. Uh-oh, sausage.
Plus there's that.
I do know Hasselhoff had some ownership in Baywatch. I don't know if she did. But if you even had a small percentage of that, worldwide, that is a massive, massive moneymaker. So
yeah,
she must. But she also strikes me as the type of person who throws around a lot of money.
Yeah, wastes a lot of money.
Yeah.
I also heard she was seen down at Vaseline Alley. But back to you.
Oh, hey now.
I'm just saying I want my money.
All right.
I'm going on vacation next week, as you know, and I'm going to spend a couple of days in New York. And
is this an AT&T commercial?
Lo and behold, Green Day. Green Day's American Idiot is officially opening on Broadway next week.
No kidding. And you're
are you going?
No, she's not going to go.
Come on. Really, it's opening. It's really hard
to
get tickets.
You're a terrorist.
Okay, but if I could get you tickets, would you go?
Yes. You going to work on that?
I will.
All right.
But not if you're going to go see some BS play no one's heard of instead.
Oh, no. I'm not seeing BS. I'm seeing David Alan Grier in Race.
All right. Whatever.
All right. Anyway. I just wanted to mention that and say that they said it was always meant for stage or screen.
All right.
Just so as you know.
That is good news.
It's awesome. Celebrity birthdays. Paul Sorvino, 71. He's an actor. Best known nowadays probably for his daughter, Mina Sorvino.
Sure.
Carolyn Ray from The Biggest Losers, 46. Ricky Schroeder, or Rick Schroeder, from NYPD Blue is 40. And that is the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, we didn't have a chance to get to this in showbiz, Kevin, but Kesha, according to Star Magazine, was swimming in Australia's Bondi Beach.
Remember,
we saw those pictures of her with a big square ass?
Yes.
That's a woman, by the way, who should never go out in a swimsuit again. Yeah. Well, apparently, and goddamn this Aussie, someone pointed out to Kesha that there were sharks swimming nearby, warned her, and gave her time to get out of the water.
Well, that person's our enemy.
How are you on the beach? You see sharks circling. You see Kesha out of the corner of your eye. How do you tell her? How do you go warn her? Don't you go, this is my chance to be a hero?
Right. You say, hey, let's go further out. And then as soon as she starts swimming, you head for the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
That's how you do it.
So anyway, I thought you would be very disappointed to hear that news because I know the unnatural cartoon hate you have for Miss Kesha.
Well, she does the baby talk, and that's not good. For me.
Yeah, I
don't like that really much at all. So we did a song that Psycho Mike wrote very well, and then I tried to sing, and then we did a video where I am a straight transsexual. I mean, it is and not a good one.
No, you're not pretty.
It's not like one of those where you go, hey, that guy can pull it off. Not at all. It's hideous. But you can go to the website and find it if you'd like. It's called Baby Talk. Coming out of my mouth, it's like baby talk. Read my lips. Ooh, ah, gah, gah. Roger Ebert sounds better, and he's got no jaw. I don't really care about grammar. I just make noises.
Silence, jammer.
Look at my sexy attire. I talk like a suck on a pacifier. I'm dumb, like a retard. I act cool, and I can't sing. I'm not sure if I speak English, but who cares? I'm talking that.
Just like a baby, I go boo, boo, ah. You understand me? Nah, nah, nah. But I don't care, it's just blah, 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 blah. The songs you're singing, they're really sounding like your pudgy body's enough to make me sick singing blah, blah, blah. Cause seriously, you bug and you're fug. I think your makeup's stupid.
I'm talking that. So 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. That was embarrassing and unnecessary. It's 9 minutes after 7.
All right, Kevin, I don't think you're quite ready for Glee. I don't think you're going to be singing with the kids on the show tonight.
How dare you?
It is back after American Idol at 9:28 on Fox tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, Glee returns after too long an absence. We're very excited to welcome to the program Jenna Ushkowitz. She plays Tina on the program, and she joins us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Jenna, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
We apologize that you had to hear my man Kevin singing a Kesha song on hold. That must have been the most painful thing you've suffered through today.
Oh, that's okay.
Is there a place for me in Glee?
No?
Always. Yeah, sure.
So, like everyone, we fell in love with Glee from episode one. It's one of the smartest, funniest comedies on TV. And I can't imagine what it's like for you guys to almost turn into overnight celebrities when that show hits so big. What's it been like being a cast member on Glee?
It's pretty incredible. I mean, the first 13 was a little weird because nobody had seen it yet, so we were kind of just doing it for ourselves. It was a little of a, we call it a glee bubble.
So you shot the first 13 episodes before any of them aired?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Any of them aired.
Okay.
And then when we started doing these, you know, obviously the bar was raised a little bit, but we, I mean, not much has changed on set. We all are, you know, just having the time of our lives. We just finished our Gaga episode, so.
Your Lady Gaga episode? Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
I heard the costumes are just amazing.
Oh, I can't wait. That's going to be awesome.
It's crazy. It's so crazy.
Now, how many people do you feature this year? Because I know you also feature Madonna in an episode. Are most of them like that, or are most of them just kind of a mixture?
No. Most of them are a mixture like you guys have been seeing. I mean, Madonna was an homage because it's Madonna, and she gave us her whole catalog. So
right.
Something to take advantage of. Lady Gaga, you'll see a couple of songs, but besides that, I mean, you have everything from, I'm trying to think, you know, my goodness, anything from the Beatles to, you know, Gaga.
Is it easier to get the music licensing now than it was last year?
I would say, yeah. I mean, I think a lot more are actually coming to Ryan and saying, please use our music. Because, you know, internationally even, like, Don't Stop Believin' wasn't that popular until Glee came out. And
right.
then the original actually rose to the charts. So
right.
it's been good. It's been good.
I mean, that could be yep. super, super expensive for people who don't understand that licensing fee
yeah.
can just be brutal.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars to use a song for 30 seconds sometimes. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
And in this particular case, that would make a show undoable. But once you become a hit show, then all of a sudden they want you to have their music, and it seems like it probably makes it a little easier.
A little bit easier. Yeah.
Jenna, are you like most cast members on Glee? You had a tremendous background in musical theater, I would imagine, in addition to acting, right? I mean, you really had to bring a lot of skills to even get on this show.
Yeah, I actually, I mean, I've been doing musical theater since I was 9. I was on Broadway twice, and I went to college for musical theater, actually. I studied. So
you're just nothing but pure talent.
Oh, no. Hard work.
And hard work. Okay, fine. Are you part of that?
I studied in New York, though.
Are you part of the tour? Have you been touring with the live show?
Yeah, are you doing the live shows?
I am. I'm part of it. I mean, there's 12 of us that will be doing it. It's the 12 members that you see, you know, on TV every week.
And
so.
How's that been?
Yeah, what's that like? Is it? It's got to be very, very, very different than shooting the TV show.
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's great. It's where I, you know, I come from. So I'm so excited, but we haven't actually started yet.
Oh, you haven't? I'm sorry. I didn't realize the tour hadn't started.
No, we start in May after we finish production. We're still working on the episodes.
I see.
So,
okay.
But it's, I mean, we performed on Oprah and we performed at the White House. So we got, you know, that live audience and that live feel. And it's just, it's a teaser. We're like, give us more.
Right.
Tell me about going to the White House. How did that work? Was it the Obama children that were fans, or the president is into the show, or what did you find out when you were there?
It was the girls, actually, and the first lady. They actually both, they're all fans, and I'm not sure if Obama actually watched it, but he certainly knew what show we were from when we met him. So it was a huge honor and crazy. I mean, the first lady came to watch us perform on the lawn.
Right. But you don't have a choice when that happens, right? I mean, it just Secret Service just shows up and goes, "You're coming with us." In the middle of the night,
throw you in the back of the car.
you don't know why
you
or where
get
you're
to
going.
Bring clothes
no
or
clothes.
Anything?
Can I pack? No. Right?
No.
You put a bag over your head. None of that.
No clean underwear. Just go.
All right. This
no,
is
it was pretty incredible.
We have a clip from tonight's show. Now, when we last left the show. Jane Lynch's character
mm-hmm.
had been, what, suspended, fired? What was the situation?
She was suspended. She leaked our set list for sectionals, and therefore we kind of got screwed over as a Glee Club. So she got suspended, but as you can see, she's definitely back.
Turns out she comes back in tonight's episode, and I have a little clip of her kind of entering the room when Will and the principal are talking about, you know, where they're going to practice and stuff like that. And she clearly has some kind of blackmail information on the principal, which is awesome. And here's that clip.
Now you're saying with the place at regionals or the Glee Club's gone?
Shoo, that was the deal from the beginning.
Besides, it's cold out, Shoo, and the Cheerios can no longer practice out of doors. They need the use of the auditorium as well.
But the Cheerios don't even have a coach.
Oh, yes, they do.
Hey, buddy, you get a haircut? Looks awful.
What are you doing here?
I'm just dropping off a mocha for my Maharishi. I took the liberty of making it a double whip because after our conciliatory dinner, I happen to know that there is nothing you won't eat whipped cream off of. Would have gotten you one, Will, but I don't like you.
Jane Lynch is just, she's like Darth Vader when she walks into the principal's office. She's a force of nature, that woman, isn't she?
Seriously. I mean, she's just a force of nature. She's amazing and crazy. And, I mean, if you think Sue Sylvester was bad before, just wait for these
episodes. Oh, wow. She's so good at everything she does. When she was in Role Model, she was great. I mean,
she really is.
Just, yeah. It doesn't matter.
I mean, back to the Christopher Guest movies, it's crazy. And, I mean, I'm so proud of her and, you know, glad that she's finally getting the recognition that she deserves.
Absolutely.
Was this show at the beginning created kind of as a starring vehicle for her, or did she kind of just steal it?
She kind of I want to say she kind of just stole it.
Not that her character wasn't important and they didn't know she was going to be big, but...
I mean, it really leads the conflict of our show, you know, in every way. It's Sue Sylvester trying to mess up Glissad and mess up Will Schuster, and... I know that they wrote the part with her in mind.
They did.
I mean, it was essentially written for her. So, you know, obviously, you know, it was about her, but she just stole it.
She's unbelievable. She's a force of nature.
Jen, I wanted to ask you a question that a listener wanted me to ask, which is what is in the future for Tina and Artie? Can we look forward to some romance? What's going on with them? Can you tell us anything?
Yeah, I mean, just a little bit of a spoiler. The writers have graciously given them a chance. I mean, I think they deserve that chance after their very, very short-lived relationship.
Yeah.
So you'll definitely see some romance and then also some conflict in the, you know, the later episodes as well. So they get to live it out for a while.
So what you're telling us is that Glee is coming back tonight on Fox, and the time is 9:28.
That's correct.
Not 9, not 9:30.
Why is that?
28 minutes after.
That's right.
Why is that? Is that American Idol?
We'll never tell.
Yeah, that's network executives just effing with you, Kevin. That's all.
Is it? Okay.
Glee is one of those shows when we talk about for folks who don't watch, they must think that we're crazy/homosexual because here we are talking about leaking set lists to sectionals and cheerleaders and singing and musical theater and how did Lisa May take over the show? What the hell's going
on
here?
Yeah.
It returns tonight on Fox. We've been talking to the actress who plays Tina on the show and you're terrific. Jenna Ushkowitz, thanks so much for joining us on the Kevin DeBede Show. We enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Bill.
We'll talk to BJ Penn coming up in about 15 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show. And Kevin's boyfriend, Landon Donovan from the U.S. World Cup soccer team, joins us next hour. Right now, though, who wants to win a three-day pass, a sold-out three-day pass to this weekend's Coachella Festival? It's time to play the title fight.
Presenting Kevin and Bean's title fight. Two people enter the ring. Only one leaves with the tickets. Let's get ready to
go to the game.
All right, Dave the King of Mexico and Miss Cleo the phone answerer here on the Kevin DeBede Show are going to be giving clues, trying to get listeners to identify the bands that are playing Coachella this weekend. They're not allowed to use the words in the names, but they can describe the words, and then you have to come up with as many as you can. I guess, what do we have, 45 seconds on the clock,
yes.
I think?
Dave,
45 seconds on the clock.
Why are you raising your hand?
Now, before we start, are you sure you don't want Lisa to do this? Because this is going to be pure domination. It's not even going to be fair.
How this came down yesterday in the office. We were talking about title fight, and you have to not use the words in the title, like Bean just said. And Dave started mouthing off about how great he is. Yep. I would kick it. And then he said, me against Miss Cleo's not even fair.
Not even fair. Come on.
All right, so we have two contestants.
I got my money on Miss Cleo.
I don't mind
telling you about that.
We have two contestants. One is Jordan. Hi, Jordan.
Hello.
Jordan is a kindergarten teacher, and Mike is the other contestant. He's a seventh grade math teacher. We have two teachers.
Oh, here we go. How about that?
Hi, Mike.
All right. Have either of you guys heard the game before? You know what you're in store for here?
Yes.
Yep.
All right. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
All
right.
Let the lady
go first.
So, Jordan, since you're going to go first, who would you like to give you the clues, Miss Cleo or Dave the King of Mexico?
Miss Cleo.
Miss Cleo again. All right. Now, they have not seen the list. They are turning the page over right now with their Coachella bands. You have 45 seconds on the clock to name as many as you can. Here's a tip for you, Jordan. If you don't know, if you're just clueless, go ahead and skip it, and that way you can come back to it if you still have some time at the end of the game. You ready to play?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
It's another way to say management.
Yep. What?
What'd you say? Okay. This is the Friday, Saturday, Sunday are the three days that make up the
festival.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Okay. If you have, you've got 7 days in a week. And
nope. Sorry, can't say week.
Why?
That's part of weekend. So what? Keep going.
That's all right.
Move on.
Okay.
These are little animals that hop, and it's the opposite. The color would be the opposite of black. Easter.
Sorry.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
When it's raining, that you can describe that as the blank outside.
Wow. Jordan.
Whoa. Yeah.
Jordan. Okay. The, Jordan, you should not be allowed to teach my children,
yeah,
Jordan.
Yeah, that's BS. Mike,
right. Hold on.
It's a week.
All right, hang on a second.
Before you go to Mike.
And
Jordan,
weekend.
When she said it's another way to say management, how do you not think of MGMT?
I don't know. I'm just thinking of abbreviations. I don't have
the You're the worst contestant in the history of the Kevin and Bean Show. Not just for this game, but in the history of the entire Kevin and Bean Show.
Hold on, because we don't know.
We
don't know that Mike isn't equally bad. So you
That's
hold on.
True.
He may be bad, but I am so awesome that it's not even.
Now, Dave, before you get all uppity, those were good clues.
Sure, they were really good clues.
If you give away the word, sure, why not?
So by the way, that's kind
fine.
Of no. I argue with that
by
one.
By ruling, ruling. She said weak.
We're not playing
weak.
She did fine. We're playing who gets the most. So let's win, Mike.
By the way, little animals that hop at Easter, how does the contestant not come up with rabbits?
I don't know. I did say Easter.
Super good set of black.
Okay, but Bean, ruling on week out of weekend.
I'm with you. I think you made the right call. I think week was not allowed. All right, Dave, 45 seconds on the clock. Mike, listen up. You know the rules. Good luck.
You got to get one. Good luck.
let me see. If a girl inspires somebody, she would be there.
Pass.
Okay.
It's easy, isn't it, Dave?
I know what I know.
This bird is not straight.
This bird is not straight?
Yeah. What would that be considered?
Them cooking vultures.
Thank you.
He got
We got a winner. By the way, a girl who inspires an artist is a muse, I think is what Dave was looking for.
Oh, really? Was it? Thank you.
Shut up.
But Mike, congratulations. 3 days in the desert for Coachella. Anna, you have an invitation to stop by and see the live Kevin and Bean broadcast at the Coachella House this Friday as well. Thank you for playing the game. Jordan, thank you for calling in too.
Thank
we appreciate
you guys
it.
Very much. Thank
All right.
you.
And here's some more sad news. The very last Ugly Betty show is going to be showing this Wednesday. No more Ugly Betty after Wednesday. It'll be on Wednesday, 10 p.m. on Channel 7, ABC.
Okay. All right.
Last Ugly Betty show. Maybe it's not too late to get people to write into Channel 7, ABC, and protest.
I don't know why we would mount a campaign to keep Ugly Betty on the air, Rodney, but thank you for the suggestion. We appreciate it.
BJ Penn has a new book. It's called Why I Fight. The belt is just an accessory. We're waiting to talk to him in a second, but we were just talking about his training regimen off the air, and Bean was surprised to hear. Where is it, Mike, on YouTube? Can you see it on YouTube?
Yes.
BJ Penn can jump out of a swimming pool that is three to 4 feet deep. Standing on the floor of the pool, he can jump out of the water and then stand on the ground outside the pool without using his hands.
I've seen people do that. It's unbelievable.
I am going to say no.
It's not possible, right?
I'm going to call BS on that.
I know. That would be my response, too, if I hadn't seen it.
Yeah.
You can jump out of a pool?
Yes.
No, he can.
He can. You can.
Yeah.
And I can't.
What does that tell me about him physically, Mike? What can he? What is he using in order to be able to do that? Just unbelievable strength in his calves or something?
It's a genetic gift. He is a freak athlete. That's why they call him the prodigy. If you watch any type of combat sport, boxing or MMA, you see the guys in the cage that look like bodybuilders. They're just ripped. And you say, well, that guy's clearly got an advantage over the other guy who looks kind of just average as far as his physique. It has nothing to do with it. Genetics plays a huge role. Some guys that look like complete weaklings are gorilla strong in jiu-jitsu. And BJ's one of those guys that just was born with incredible strength and agility in his lower legs, like you said, in his calves and his ankles. And his the level of flexibility in his legs when you see him doing certain jiu-jitsu moves is astonishing.
He is so composed with his body in ridiculously contorted positions. It's unbelievable.
All right, we have him on the phone, so let's get to BJ Penn, shall we?
I was born with a storm inside of me, and I learned to use it at 17 with jujitsu. I earned a black belt after just 3 years of training.
Mike!
I am the first non-Brazilian to win the jujitsu world championship. I am ready for the octagon. I beat Matt Hughes in UFC 46 with a rear naked choke. My ground and pound is at its fiercest against Kenny Florian. But it's my clinch that gets me into position to dominate.
Fighting out of Wanaku, Hilo Hawaii, the former UFC welterweight champion of the world, the prodigy, BJ
The book is...
I'd like to have the name like the prodigy.
I know, no kidding, right? Instead of the doofus. Yeah. The book is called Why I Fight. The belt is just an accessory. It is in stores and available everywhere today. You can meet Mr. Penn April 19th. That's Monday at 7 at the Borders in Torrance, California, if you're listening there. BJ, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Yes, I'll be on there Monday at Borders in Torrance, 7 p.m.
Tell us about the book, Why I Fight. The belt is just an accessory. Is that your life story?
Yeah, the book is my life story. I look into the misunderstood sport of mixed martial arts. And actually, I look into my life, how I got involved with mixed martial arts and the trials and tribulations of being involved with the sport. You know, there's a bunch of different organizations, bunch of different promoters. They don't all get along. And this is some of that story.
We were talking about your training regimen and how you can jump out of a pool, and that's not possible, first of all. and I've seen you do it. How deep was that water?
That was 3 feet with the lip, with the gutter. So yeah, I see a lot of people jumping out of 3 feet without the gutter, but that was with the gutter. But I'm definitely not the best jumper in the world. I got flexible legs. I can lift them real high.
You're a lot better jumper than I am. I would get like 2 inches high off the bottom of the pool. That's it.
BJ, let me ask you this. You were obviously given gifts. Your body is unbelievable, but you've managed to take that and train that and turn that into something and made a career out of it. People who buy your book and look for tips on how they can do anything close to what you're doing, how much of it is genetics and how much of it is just hard work and the knowledge of how to train?
I would say it's a little bit of genetics and a lot of hard work. You know, it's a lot of work, man, to be out there and to be one of the top MMA guys, and it's a lot. You got to have a strong mind. It's a lot of mental trials and tribulations you go through, and it never ends. You know, it just never stops. The sport just keeps evolving. And I'm just trying to keep up. I'm just trying to keep up with the young kids now.
I'll tell you what, it's and let's talk about this weekend's fight in Abu Dhabi, is that, and you got beat by Frankie Edgar, which was a shock to everybody. Mm-hmm. And I have a hard time reading you. I look at you and I can't tell, like, your emotions. You have a great poker face. It's impossible to tell. But the rap, like some of the announcing and during the fight, it seems like, and I don't mean this as an insult, it seems like you didn't care that much.
No, I cared a lot. You know, I guess, you know, the people who put the show together and who promote the show, maybe they wanted it to come off that way. I don't know. You never know. People have their own agendas of how they want to put the show
together.
Well,
that's part of it, but you also really do hide your emotions well. I mean, it's not like you showed much. You know what I mean? Like, you didn't show people that you were... It didn't even look like you congratulated the other fighter after the fight, and I was like, well...
You didn't look upset?
You didn't look upset enough, as upset as I... Of course, I would have fallen on the floor and started crying, but...
that's actually one of the reasons why I wrote the book, you know, to get people an insight who I am. You know, you got all these other websites and all these people, you know, telling people who I am, you know. You got these bloggers and these different people, you know, they think they know my story and they think they know who I am, and this is my chance to get my story out there and really to show people, you know. I guess I do. I put a poker face on the outside and I gotta let people in every once in a while.
What is the biggest misconception about BJ Penn that you hope to settle with this book?
I don't know about that. I hope to settle.
Or correct or whatever. Get your story out. What's the
There's biggest misconception, huh? No, I don't know if that people.
yeah, that maybe people say I don't train hard, or, you know, I don't, they think I grew up different than I did. They think that, I don't know what they think. They think I ride around in limousines and private airplanes, you know?
Well, the rap is that you're so naturally talented that sometimes you feel like you don't have to train enough. I mean, that's the rap. That's what people say.
You
is
know,
that...
I think it's everybody thinks said that my life was so easy, and it's just I work hard. It's just a regular life like everyone else. I got the same trials and tribulations that everyone else goes through, and I'm not riding around in limousines,
right?
In private airplanes. I wish I was.
Someday, right?
Someday we'll make it happen.
BJ, in either weight class in which you've been a champion, who's the greatest fighter you've ever fought?
I guess greatest, physical fighter, or who I feel is the greatest person that I've ever fought.
No. In terms of a challenge for you in the octagon.
You know, I guess it always changes. I mean, now you could say maybe it was Frankie Edgar. You know, I just lost a decision to him, and I've had so many great fights over the years with Lyoto, Matt Hughes, George St. Pierre. You know, but now I got somebody new on my mind. You know, and his name is Frankie Edgar, and
rematch.
You know, the UFC actually called us yesterday. They want to put the rematch together sometime in the next couple months, and you know that's what's in my head right now. And you know, it always changes. Life evolves, and I guess that's what keeps life fun and exciting.
Well, I guess what Kevin is trying to say is get mad, dude. We want to see you pissed off. When you get there for the rematch, we want to see you try to take his head off.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to tell you guys right now, I'm very mad about what happened the other
night. All right, good.
And, you know, I might not be yelling right now, but I am very, very mad.
I know that we're running out of time. I would like to get your thought. Did you see the Anderson Silva fight afterwards? And if so, what did you think about it? Because it really, really angered me.
I did not see the Anderson Silva fight. I know it's important for the guy to just go out there and win his fight. And on a catch 22, the fans pay our bills, so we got to please them. And at the end of the day, I can't say anything. I didn't see the fight.
I would watch you fight any day. I'll never pay for another Anderson Silva fight. That's how I feel about it, because he was a dick and he was mocking the other guy, but then he wouldn't fight.
Yeah, I think it might have been a little bit of the motivation too. I know that he really wanted to fight Vitor Belfort, and I don't think he was that excited about fighting Damian Maia. But then again, you know, you guys pay our bills. You know, I'm not going to go out and harp on you guys.
So Why I Fight is the name of the book. The belt is just an accessory. It's out today, and you can meet BJ Penn. Monday the 19th, so this coming Monday.
Okay.
You can
meet the 19th, 7 p.m. at Borders and Torrance.
Borders and Torrance. You can get his autograph on the book, and you can ask him whatever questions you have. And, BJ, we respect you a lot, and we're happy to have you on the show.
I respect you guys, and thanks for having me.
Thank you, man. Bye now.
Kevin, Amin, microphones were in the other room when Kevin was talking up his boyfriend, Landon Donovan, professional soccer player in the other room. Here's what Kevin had to say to him.
I just wanted. How dare you? You're great.
Yeah. So Kevin's just very happy his boyfriend is back here.
How dare you?
time for a quick look at the showbiz beat, and then we'll bring in Landon and talk about World Cup and all things soccer. I love this story so much. Mean Girls, which was a great movie, by the way. If you haven't seen it in a while, very funny. Written by the great Tina Fey, by the way. It's coming out this fall for Nintendo DS. You know, people like to watch their movies on their game systems these days, right? Well, I love this so much because they're putting out, you know, a new version of the movie for Nintendo DS. They took Lindsay Lohan off of the cover of the movie. The other stars of the film, Amanda Seyfried, Rachel McAdams, and Lacey Chabert, are now on the video cover. No Lindsay Lohan. And there is speculation that the Nintendo is not commenting, but there is speculation that she is, you know, she's poison now. She's death. People are going to look at Lindsay Lohan and go, oh, it's a Lindsay Lohan movie? It's got to suck.
Kidding.
It was good, but she was clearly the star of that.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. She was absolutely the star of the movie. And I'd have to say it was the high point of her professional career. Wasn't that her biggest and best role?
Yeah, probably.
So hilarious to me that now they're just trying to pretend she's not in it because she's such a, you know, a D-level celebrity now. So I think that's hilarious.
Speaking of, there's a battle between Lindsay Lohan and Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew, who we love, by the way. We have on our show on a regular basis on Thursday, so we'll ask him about this. But in an interview with Radar Online, he said, if Lindsay Lohan were my daughter, I would pack her car full of illegal substances, send her on her way, call the police, and make sure she was arrested. I would make sure she was not allowed to get out of jail. I would then go to the judge and make sure she was ordered to a minimum of a 3-year sobriety program.
Pinsky also claimed that there's less than a 1% chance of Lohan making the decision to check into rehab and added, I absolutely wish her no harm, but I just have a feeling that something awful is going to happen to her, like she's going to lose a limb. I hope Lindsay gets help before something terrible happens.
I agree with every word out of Dr. Drew's mouth.
Lindsay fired back with Gossip Cop. I don't know what that is. Is that a website, Bean? Is that a...
I don't know.
She told Gossip Cop. He's a quack and a sellout. Please tell him to stop. She continued. I'm fine. I don't get what's wrong with people.
Dr. Drew, of course, the host of the nationally syndicated Loveline program with our own Psycho Mike. What's Drew saying about this, Michael?
Well, he was very hurt about this, and last night he was saying that it was kind of taken out of context, and that they contacted him and they said, what would you do if you were Michael Lohan and Lindsay Lohan was your child?
Oh, I see.
So they asked him specifically,
if Lindsay Lohan was my child, I would have the cops called on her, blah, 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 blah. And so it does seem like an attack if you kind of phrase it in the right way, but he was just saying what you do as someone who's responsible and cares for your kid.
Right.
And by the way, of all the people in the world, hasn't Dr. Drew done more to help people get sober than anyone on the planet?
Certainly more than any other non-addict. You know, a lot of other people that are former addicts or alcoholics have, you know, dedicated their lives to it. But for someone who's not one themselves, no one's done more for them than Dr. Drew Pinsky. Yeah.
And finally, this story is just for you, Mike, because I know you love Mario Lopez and his buff body. New York Post's Page Six says that he is really, really cracking down on his girlfriend, Courtney Mazza, and forcing her into a strict fitness regimen, suggesting she undergoes plastic surgery, has become obsessed with her body and keeping her thin and fit.
Wow.
Bear in mind that she is pregnant right now. They are expecting their first child together in September. So is he just going to be like just like whipping her to try to keep her not gain any baby
that's
weight?
Terrible. No, it's not. Look.
That's terrible.
Women come up with all these excuses for weight gain. Like, it's that time of the month. I have a lot of stress. I'm pregnant.
It's
you
a
can't
baby.
Just sit here and listen to all these excuses willy-nilly.
All right. Listen. She's pregnant. Give her a break.
Mario Lopez is your hero. Today's celebrity birthdays, and then we'll bring Landon Donovan in here. One of the greatest singers in the history of singing, the great Reverend Al Green, turned 64 years old today. Conan O'Brien's band leader, Max Weinberg, of course, he's behind the drums for the mighty E Street Band for Bruce Springsteen for the past 35 years. He turns 59 today. Carolyn Ray from The Biggest Loser turns 46 today. How about Ricky Schroeder from Silver Spoons? Woo! Now Rick Schroeder, formerly of NYPD Blue, turns 40 today. And actor Paul Sorvino is 71. That is the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
People are going to have their criticism and say what they want about me not being in Europe, but I love L.A. L.A.
Shoot and score. Perfect ball for Donovan. Second touch needs to be through. Donovan. Yes. Trick. Beckham ships it back in. The header and a goal. Landon Donovan finds it. Scores his sixth goal of the season. A wonder goal from Donovan. His 12th of the season. Goal. Landon Donovan again.
One of the most recognizable faces in American soccer, the all-time leading scorer, three-time MLS Cup champion, Landon Donovan.
Landon Donovan, old Charlie Davies, here for Alexander Santos. Tillbaka mot Donovan, ska vi 2-0 här, vilket läge! Det är 2-0! Landon Donovan!
I just wanted... Stop. You're great.
All right, Kevin, back off. Leave our guest alone. Come on.
Landon, that's the discussion that I had when I bumped into Magic Johnson. Like, I wasn't expecting it, and I bumped into Magic Johnson, and those were the words that came out of my mouth, and I told that story. It was embarrassing.
Landon, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show. I apologize for the familiarity with Kevin and that he's rubbing on your leg as we're talking right now. I hear you. Probably happens to you everywhere you go.
I wanted to talk about something I heard on my way in. I was actually listening to the show, and I heard...
What'd you hear?
Your boyfriend is coming in.
Yeah, that's what they said. Right, I know.
I'm not sure if I'm more disturbed that Bean would say that or that if he had... cause to say that.
Listen, they don't.
It's true. Come on. You love Kevin. You love.
I do love you.
I appreciate that.
I did watch every game you played at Everton. I talk about the World Cup all the time. So the guys, they've considered you my boyfriend. It's kind of embarrassing to like soccer. You know what? Like, we did a.
No, that's not true.
Listen to me. We did a comedy concert on April 3rd. A guy came up to me and showed me his iPhone, and it had a countdown to the World Cup.
That's cool.
And I said, yeah, right, to you and me. And I said, we've got to go over in the corner and talk about this because we'll get beat up if anyone sees you have a countdown to the World Cup. You know, here in Los Angeles, it's just not quite as accepted as it is elsewhere.
Psycho Mike, what kind of pinups of Landon Donovan did you see in Kevin's cubicle? Seriously, because it was pretty disturbing stuff you were talking about.
It was sick.
I don't have a cubicle.
What it was a Chippendales calendar, and he had taken pictures of your head, and he cut them out, and he inserted them on the bodies of the oiled up men.
This isn't right.
That's beautiful.
You guys are right.
Landon was telling us during the song there that he's not going to be able to be at Coachella, although he'd very much like to, because you got to work this weekend. What's going on with the Galaxy this weekend?
We got a home game on Saturday against Salt Lake, the defending champs. They beat us in the final last year, so a little revenge. But it would be nice to be at Coachella, too.
Yeah, Friday. You know, Friday.
Jason. Sunday.
I don't know if the coach would go for that. We'll see. If we win, maybe Sunday.
I'm guessing not Sunday, right, yeah.
I'm trying to figure out a way to phrase this question. Obviously, they are the champs. Obviously, you had the opportunity to be the champs, and they beat you. Mm-hmm. But do you believe that they're a better squad than you are?
Last year at the end, they were, yeah. In that game, they played better. But we think this year we're a very good team. We've had almost the same team back. We have a few better players than we did last year. Obviously, the one downfall is we're going to miss David. David most Beckham. Of the year, so
he's not going to play in the walking boot.
I mean, he'll probably still be good, but I don't think it'll
now,
happen.
Tell me about the three Brazilians, mm-hmm. right, that you added this year that don't speak any English.
They're learning.
I mean, really?
Yeah, it's
That's
always
gotta be weird.
Yeah, it's interesting in sports to have that dynamic. I know when I went to Germany at first, I couldn't speak any German, so it's always interesting. The worst part, honestly, I feel bad for them is. When you're sitting in team meetings and the coach is talking for a half hour and they have no idea what's going on.
And there's no one that translates for them?
I mean, a lot of guys speak Spanish, so we kind of... But at some point, you can't translate every word for them, so they got to figure it out.
Yeah, that seems rough. It seems like they should, especially if there's three of them, you'd think they'd have someone to tell them.
Well, we have a translator. We have a teacher that comes
in. Do something different.
Yeah. No, if it's pertinent to them, then obviously we'll let them know. But still, it must be boring for them. Jeez.
Now, is that something that is unusual or relatively new to have Brazilians coming to the United States to play soccer, Landon?
Yeah, that's a good question. There's so many talented Brazilian soccer players, as everyone knows. And so a lot of time these kids get looked over because there's just so many others more talented. So for them, it's an opportunity. I was actually talking to one of them yesterday about it. For them, it's a great opportunity to come and get a chance to play because at their clubs in Brazil, they might have 15 players that are higher up on the pecking order that other clubs are looking at. So for them, this is a chance to come play.
They wouldn't actually get any playing time for quite some time.
So it's good for them.
Kevin, are you jealous at all that Landon just said I asked a good question? Because some of the attention now is off of you. He's not
I just
staring at you with those piercing blue eyes.
Come on now. Stop it. Why do you have to embarrass me?
I of course, live in Seattle, Landon, as you know, and it is a crazy soccer team town here. I mean, they go berserk for the Sounders up here. They regularly pull, 40, 50,000 for soccer games. Yeah. And it was so amazing to be in the city where the championship was last year. I mean, it was soccer fever here. It was crazy.
How did the Sounders do in that championship game?
Well, they weren't actually in it. The stadium was just being used to host it. I'm just saying how exciting it must be. I mean, you've been in the league long enough to see it really, really grow to the point where it's, beyond legitimate at this point, which must be so gratifying for you as a professional.
It's awesome. I actually have a lot of family in Seattle, and I heard initially when they got the franchise, I think there was some optimism, but I don't think anyone could ever realize or expected how great it was going to go. And for us, it's fun to go there and play, even as an opposing team, because there's so much energy. The crowd really puts pressure on their team. They put pressure on the refs to do a good job. It just feels like a real atmosphere, a real environment. It's a fun game to play.
Why don't we have the great chants going in America that they have in other places around the world where you get 40,000 people all singing the same song at the same time?
Well, first you got to have 40,000 people in the stadium. It doesn't always happen.
All right.
And then you got to have 40,000 hardcore fans, which we have good hardcore fans in our individual cities, but we might have 1,000 where they have 25,000 at Everton, for example. So, and then
you have sections of the crowd that chant,
right?
Crazy.
Exactly, but it's just not as many as you get in other parts of the world. So that obviously plays into it.
How much at home did you feel playing with Everton? Did you feel like part of the club and really?
I did, which was really surprising because you imagine you go whatever, 5,000 miles away to a completely different culture where they have an established team, a team that's very good. But for some reason, there was just immediate chemistry between myself and the team, myself and the city, myself and the fans. It was really just a mutual...
Did it help that Tim Howard respect. Was there?
Absolutely. He's their Tim goalie. Was great. And they loved Tim. I mean, Tim's been there, I think, 5 years, and they respect him. And having him there for me was really, really important.
You went over there, you worked out 3 or 4 times, and then they told you you were starting. What was that like?
That was intense. Well, our first game was at Arsenal, which is one of the biggest clubs in the world. And I remember sitting in the team room meal just about 3 hours before the game, and I thought, there's no chance I'm starting. And he came in, and at Everton, the manager just comes in the day of the game and names the team who's going to play. You don't have really any idea before, a few days wow. before, you have no
Does
clue.
Does it change that much?
It can, yeah.
It can?
So you got to be ready, but I wasn't ready for it. But he said I was in, and it was kind of good because I didn't think about it too much. I said, all right, well, that's it. It's my chance. Go for it.
Did you vomit when he told you?
I was a little nervous. I'm not going to lie. I kind of looked around like...
I don't want to go with vomit, but...
a little awkward.
Landon Donovan is here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll come back and talk more about Galaxy versus Salt Lake. That's going to be this Saturday at the Home Depot Center in Carson, California. Tickets through Ticketmaster.com and LAGalaxy.com. Also, we want to talk about the celebrity game that's going to be played this week. And we'll talk a little bit about the World Cup, too, when we return right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. That, of course, Cypress Hill Rise Up. We have some big news about them. We can't tell you any of the details, but their album does come out on 420. What? And what's happening is it rhymes with we're having breakfast with Cypress Hill on 420.
I was told we weren't allowed to announce that.
I know.
That was information.
He didn't. Next week.
He said it rhymes with.
Thank you, Lisa.
It does, but it doesn't rhyme with.
I'm
it
still trying with to figure out what he meant.
Every word is an exact rhyme, Dean. Right?
Well, I guess if you put it that way.
Come on now.
Let's try to put the pieces together.
I'm just saying.
So details on the alleged breakfast right. with Cypress Hill in support of their new album Rise Up coming soon on the Kevin and Bean Show. But you might want to plan on being off on Tuesday morning. That's all we're saying.
That's all we're saying.
All right. Right now, the Kevin and Bean Afro line is on the air at 323-520-AFRO. Voicemail, you can leave us 24/7, then we play it back on the radio. Who's calling today and why?
Speaking of the day the Cypress Hill CD comes out.
420, 420, 420, 420, 420, 420, 420.
He is celebrating early. Well done.
We recorded an intro, a message for the Afro line, I don't know, Bean, what, 5 years ago? Or we said,
probably,
hey,
yeah.
Thanks for calling the Afro line. Leave us your phone number
in
case we want to get back to anyone.
Right.
That threw this dude off.
Oh, you want my phone number? 213-EAT. How's that for a phone number, you idiot? God damn it. I totally forgot what I was going to say. Thanks a lot, Bean, you asshole. You.
I do. Hey, we'll get back to you, sir.
You must have been the one that said the words, we need your phone number. I don't know. A lot of people think Lisa May is black. She's not.
But I can see why you might think that.
For all these years, you've been telling us Lisa May's not black. Then I hear her sister's name is Letitia. Uh-huh. What's that all about? Oh, and hey, Mike, my butt. Still hungry, bro.
All right. Take it easy.
By the way, have you ever asked your parents why they gave her such a black name? Because the caller is right. Letitia is only African-American.
It's a family name.
Oh,
it's
really?
It's also my mom's name and her aunt's name.
Wow.
But it's spelled L-A-E-T-I-T-I-A.
Well, that's dumb enough spelling to be black, too.
I think it's Latin. That's a Latin spelling.
No,
all right.
No, I think your whole family's black, and you just happen to your skin
bail.
Pigment is a little weird, but that's about it.
You guys smell like dirty nipples.
Don't know.
I don't.
Don't
that
have
sounds like.
Any idea.
No.
We get a call like this basically once a week.
Hey guys, I don't think I'm going to be into work today. I'm pretty sure I went to bed in La Mirada, and somehow I'm in Laughlin right now. So it's crazy. Last thing I remember was giving Lisa May a Portuguese breakfast, and I got no idea what's going on.
Lisa, what's a Portuguese breakfast?
I can diagram it for you.
Okay, good. I'd like to see that.
How tragic, by the way, to hook up with Lisa May and then not remember it. Wow, what a waste.
We were drinking a lot.
Here's a dude that called from Las Vegas, and he's very upset about something.
Oh, that's a flamingo in Vegas.
nice music playing, Marley, 311. I'm maybe going to take a nap, you know, sleep off last night. And I'm about to sleep, and what goes off? Goddamn reggaeton. Stupid Omar following me to Vegas. Damn it.
By the way, he added the sound effect himself. I didn't have to add it.
That's impressive.
That was nice.
Well done.
I did a video that I don't look good in, making fun of Kesha.
Mm-hmm.
And I am quite an ugly, ugly woman slash transsexual, whatever it is I ended up being.
Oh, my God, Kevin. I just masturbated to your video, Baby Talk.
Oh.
Turn around, boy. Let me hit that.
Oh. Dare you. How can you make that more ugly than it was?
By the way, you look exactly, maybe even better looking than Kesha in the video. So, you know, you did exactly what was necessary to parody Kesha.
Yeah, I guess.
What the f*** is going on, man? I've been calling and calling and calling, telling Miss Cleo to breastfeed me. Nothing's coming on the air. Not cool, man. Dean, you're an idiot. Kevin, you're cool. Miss Cleo, show me your
Yeah, that All usually right. gets a good response from women.
Yeah.
Right, Lisa?
Yeah, he's a winner.
That's how you do it. You just say it that way, and
just
then usually
throw it out
the,
there.
they'll just do it.
Breathe in, breathe out, Miss Creel. Your boobs are big, I want to be. You do the jump and jack, you crazy little thing. Oh, my God, I didn't know you were an Egyptian queen. Oh, yeah. I can't stop thinking of Miss Cleo and her areola boobs. Oh, my God.
All right.
What is this Miss Cleo thing going on?
Well, she has gigantic boobs.
I know, but it's like okay. They're just discovering it?
Well, people come across it at their own pace. What do you want from them? 323-520-AL. 6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 8:56.
Things are looking up. Super Whore is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo-hoo!
Producer Alex filling in for Ralph Garman in the Showbiz Beat this hour. What you talking about?
Well, first and foremost, I love Flight of the Conchords more than I love you guys.
You
so
too.
I would like to give away a pair of tickets to their show May 30th at the Hollywood Bowl, and I'm going to make intern Hung and his dumb panda hat work for it. Intern, you're going to take caller 100. Work it out, buddy.
Wait. Oh, I hope they do that one.
I hope so.
Do you think Hung can count to 100?
I hope so.
Okay.
Well, Cleo's next to him, so we'll see what happens.
All right, good.
Conan O'Brien, as we've been reporting all morning, is headed to TBS. He said in a statement, in 3 months, I've gone from network television to Twitter to performing in live theaters, and now I'm headed to basic cable. My plan is working perfectly. His untitled talk show will debut in November. It will air Monday through Thursday and be followed by George Lopez's Lopez Tonight. Ever since NBC totally screwed over Conan in January, most people assumed he'd end up on Fox.
Yeah, that was the rumor. That's what it sounded. Yeah. I thought it sounded like it was a done deal.
Well, apparently Fox was having trouble getting all of their affiliates to agree to move their schedule to accommodate a late night talk show.
Because they don't make as much money?
Yep. Well, yeah, exactly. Okay. And according to TMZ, the big reason why Conan chose TBS over all the networks that had approached him is the average age of their late-night viewer is 33, which is 15 to 20 years younger than every other major network.
No kidding.
So he said that these
Makes
are my peeps.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah, so it works. So congratulations, Conan. We love you, Team Coco. All right. So you know faux punk rocker Avril Lavigne?
Yeah.
She's moved on after her divorce from Sum 41 frontman Derek Whibley. The New York Daily News says the singer and The Hills bro, Brody Jenner, the douche, just got matching tattoos.
Oh,
which
that's
is
so sweet.
What you want to do when you've been sucking face for 2 weeks. She was with her husband 3 weeks ago. She's been with Brody for 2 weeks, and they got matching tattoos. They went to Las Vegas, went to Mario Barth King Inc. at the Mirage, and they got lightning bolts. She got one on her forearm, and he got one behind his ear.
Oh, but... Okay, but... behind his ear. But at least it makes sense when they split.
Totally.
It's still just... it's not his name or anything, right?
It's just it's still bolt. Not good, though.
Of course, it's dumb, but...
That's not
it
good.
It stands on its own, is what I'm saying. That's important.
All right. In the WTF file for today, apparently Dame Elizabeth Taylor, Liz Taylor, actress, movie star, superstar, she's gotten engaged to Janet Jackson's manager, Jason Winters.
She's 150.
Uh-huh. She is 78, and he is 49. and he will be her ninth husband.
Ninth.
Why does she keep marrying people?
Because she can.
I don't know. The last one she married was the guy from rehab. Remember that guy?
But and Larry Fortensky, but that was 20 years ago or something.
And then she married the gay dude with the weird face.
No.
That was Liza Minnelli.
Oh, damn it. Sorry. I'm confusing all of my dames.
Look, I hear she's already tweeted that this isn't true, that she's not getting married.
But so that phone or taking up the hook
Elizabeth
or something.
Taylor is calling to correct the story.
God damn it. But she does seem to be addicted to married, that's for sure. She has been married 8 times previously.
Look,
so
you need a lot of bouquets in your life, apparently.
That's ridiculous.
All right, I am glad I'm not Dr. Drew's daughter.
Yeah.
Love you, Drew. Love you a long time. Everybody knows Dr. Drew is our resident addiction specialist, and he's also on VH1 with Sober House.
Could I just butt in and say, love you long time means something completely different than how you used it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
So he says if Lindsay Lohan were his daughter, quote, I would pack her car full with illegal substances, send her on her way, call the police, and make sure she was arrested. I would make sure she was not allowed to get out of jail. I would then go to the judge and make sure she was ordered to a minimum of a 3-year sobriety program. Drew, drugs is all Lindsay has. Have you seen her parents?
You see Drew out there trying to score the drugs to put in the car?
The girl needs a buzz.
It's not for me, it's for
my
daughter.
That's all she has to get through her day, damn it. All right.
So Dr. Drew's a downer. You're telling me he's coming down on people who want to abuse drugs? What's up with him? He's crazy.
Buzzkill. All right, new CD's coming out today. We have Congratulations by MGMT, Year of the Black Rainbow by Coheed and Cambria. DVD releases, we have Pirate Radio starring Philip Seymour Hoffman and Defendor with Woody Harrelson and your girlfriend being Kat Dennings.
Pirate
Ooh,
Radio
I love her so
is
much.
Great.
Is it? I haven't
awesome.
Seen that.
Good yes.
Good. See
and all the birthdays blow today except Ricky Schroeder, who is on Silver Spoons.
And Al Green, okay?
Yeah, he deserves some respect.
No,
Al Green but
I wanted the train and Silver Spoons that went around the house. That
was
the best. Every kid wanted that.
Okay.
So, Ricky Schroeder, thank you for
Here
making my drinking
come
true.
Face to face, a couple
Sing
of silver spoons.
Yeah, I'm
hoping
Alex.
To find with two of a kind.
That is your showbiz beat.
I used to love Tiger Woods because he was a great champion. But after that sex scandal, the man is a god.
Exactly. Well said. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. I'm trying to find the audio from the Tiger Woods Nike commercial that was debuted during the just before the Masters last week. That has been so ripe for parody.
Audio.
People couldn't wait to. It was a bizarre commercial, wasn't it?
It was audio of his dad who was saying weird stuff about being inquisitive and did you learn from what? And but the key is that the camera is on Tiger, mm-hmm. and then as the commercial goes along, the camera just kind of slowly zeroes in on Tiger's face. There's no other action,
and he doesn't. He just has like a blank look
nothing.
On his face.
The whole time, nothing. He doesn't react at the end. He doesn't give a thumbs up. He doesn't give the I'm going to cut your head off sign. Nothing. Nothing. He just stands there.
Huh.
He does nothing. Did you find that yet, Bean, or no?
I don't. Okay. It looks like I don't have it. I don't know. I can't imagine why.
All right. Well, it's time for the Internet Roundup.
Yeah! Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bane's Internet Roundup.
All right, so the Tiger Woods commercial, this Internet Roundup, you go to kevinandbean.com, you can click on this and see all of them. These are all parodies of that commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the original of the Tiger Woods commercial that aired just before the Masters.
Tiger, I am more prone to be inquisitive, to promote discussion. I want to find out what your thinking was. I want to find out what your feelings are, and did you learn anything?
So that's it, and then it says, you know, just do it, and the Nike symbol comes up. So it was odd. It was weird. I guess it's their nod to, hey, we need to admit that he did something wrong before we move on and try to sell shoes?
Yeah.
And clothes?
That's pretty much it.
Right? I mean, I would think that was it.
Yeah. But
there are a lot of parodies online. One of them is this one about a particular movie.
Tiger, I am more prone to being inquisitive.
And by the way, these are all the exact same video. So it's Tiger Woods doing nothing, camera zooming in.
Which is why after watching New Moon, I'm for Team Jacob. Which I know you said you were Team Edward, and this may cause a rift between us. But I want to know what you're feeling and what you're thinking. And did you learn anything from Bella?
Okay, so there's that one.
All right, Twilight version, got it.
Then there's another one, and this one is from Funny or Die. And it is his penis talking to him.
All right.
That's how this one starts from Funny or Die. It's Tiger Woods' video on it.
Listen here, Tiger. You need to stop with those white women on such a regular basis. I mean, come on, man. You could be, I mean, you porn stars and random bitches, dentists and all that. Come on, man. Calm down. You know what I'm saying? If you don't fuck them, make sure they don't tell nobody. Because they hoes. And, you know, hoes tell everybody. That's why you take them to the hotel, motel, Holiday Inn, Tiger Woods.
Okay, so there's that one.
Tiger's getting plenty of advice here.
Right, that one from his penis. This one is the Tiger Woods video with the audio from a scene from Scarface.
Yeah!
Which is awesome.
You're all a bunch of f***ing assholes. You know why? You don't have the guts to be what you want to be. You need people like me. You need people like me so you can point your f***ing fingers. Let's say that's the bad guy.
So that's
awesome. Awesome.
This is how creative is that, right?
The best.
Then there's the Tiger Woods video. And again, we're going through Internet Roundup. Go to KevinandBean.com. Then there's the Tiger Woods video with the Christian Bale audio.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, awesome.
Now, don't just be sorry. Think for one second. The are you doing? Are you professional or not?
Yes, I am.
No! And what the is it with you?
So there's
that's
that audio.
Great.
Good advice from Christian Bale.
And then there is the Black Nerd. This is a comedian that goes by the name the Black Nerd.
Okay.
And this is actually, I think, video of him. I'm not positive. It's
it
not
is.
The same.
It is,
okay,
yeah.
It is. And then this is the audio from it.
Tiger, I want to know what love is. Tiger, I want to find out what your feelings are. And did you learn anything? Specifically, have you learned what's going on with Lost right now? I mean, Locke is dead, but he's also a smoke monster. That's a little weird. Tiger, I'm more prone to be inquisitive. So when is Betty White hosting Saturday Night Live? I totally joined that group on Facebook. And did they really cancel Ugly Betty? I mean, that's a shame. Sure, this series faltered in creativity around the second season, but once they moved to New York, it was on the upswing. Get it? Upswing. You're a golfer. So, I heard Jenny McCarthy's single again. Don't get any ideas. So what's up with that new Alice in Wonderland movie making so much money? I mean, I like Johnny Depp and Tim Burton and everything, but it wasn't all that. And then the Mad Hatter starts doing this Jabberwocky's America's Best Dance Crew dance or whatever. What the crap was that about? That was weird. That's about as weird as a golfer who has an affair with several women that uses his dead dad's voice to sell shoes. Bazing! All right, T. Me and Frederick Douglass are going to go watch some G4 now. He loves it, Olivia Munn. Hey, if we're lucky, we'll stay up late at night and watch episodes of Cheaters. Ooh, awkward.
So there's plenty of parodies to be had for the Tiger Woods commercial. KevinandBean.com, Internet Roundup.
Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
And here's some more sad news.
What?
The very last Ugly Betty show is going to be showing this Wednesday.
Oh, yeah?
No more Ugly Betty after Wednesday.
That's true.
Be on Wednesday, 10 p.m. on Channel 7, ABC.
Thank you, Rodney.
Last Ugly Betty show.
Okay.
Maybe it's not too late to get people to write into Channel 7,
ABC. Tomorrow's the last one?
Protest.
Maybe it is.
And they've actually wrapped it up.
Maybe it is too late.
Actually. They're not looking for another season.
They don't want to come back and
no,
do it, Rodney. What
done.
We're saying is they're happy to be gone, and you should be too. All right. I'm sorry to bum everybody out with that very, very bad news from Rodney, but it is time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's a project that's in trouble. We've been hearing about the reboot of the Footloose franchise for a long time. Very popular movie from what, the early 80s, I guess, with Kevin Bacon.
Sure.
Kenny Ortega, who is the genius director choreographer behind the Michael Jackson This Is It movie, behind the High School Musical. He left the project sometime last year. We heard Zac Efron was going to star in it. He left the project. Then we heard it was going to be Chase Crawford. Now he's out. Even after he's already been training for it and preparing for it, now he says there's some sort of a conflict with his Gossip Girl shooting schedule. Now he's not going to be able to do Footloose anymore. They're talking about, Entertainment Weekly says, doing a nationwide casting call for an unknown to play the star of Footloose. So if you
they
ever
have a guy
that
could
guy.
Be a DJ on it.
That's right.
They have a guy who could be a disc jockey on it.
Yeah.
That could play music from that movie, perhaps.
DGC, I still love that song. From Nisi. Almost sprained myself right down there in the ankle every time I hear it. You might say it almost made my foot loose.
Yeah, oh, I hope they give me the. I hope they give me a call. I'm so in.
Wow. Lindsay Lohan.
Guilty.
Dr. Drew. It's on.
Dr. Drew was asked by a magazine, Radar Online, if Lindsay Lohan were your daughter, how would you handle this?
Fair question.
Fair question. It was taken a little bit out of context for this story.
Yeah.
So he says, if she were my daughter, I would pack her car full of illegal substances, send her on her way, call the police, and make sure she was arrested. Now, who knows if he was joking about that? I imagine if she was really his daughter, he wouldn't do that. I would guess.
I don't know. He seems to have a pretty low tolerance for drug addicts.
Right. And we could ask him on Thursday. We have Dr. Drew on every Thursday. But so then he goes on. He says, I would make sure she was not allowed to get out of jail. I would then go to the judge and make sure she was ordered to a minimum of a 3-year sobriety program. And then he started, you know, telling his real feelings about her. I absolutely wish no harm to her, but I have a feeling that something awful is going to happen to her, like she's going to lose a limb. I hope Lindsay gets help before something terrible happens.
Hey, I have the same feeling about Lindsay Lohan that I had about Anna Nicole Smith in the months leading up to her death.
Yes, yeah,
which
just
is just
spiraling.
Wild, spiraling out of control. Amy Winehouse, same thing. It's not. Look, no one will be surprised if Amy Winehouse turns up dead tomorrow.
Right.
No one, right?
Dude, you're crossing Lindsay Lohan. She's going to take shots at you too now, Bean.
What is she saying to the doctor?
And the same common thread amongst all the people you've mentioned is that they've surrounded themselves with nothing but yes people. And I think what Dr. Drew was saying is that at some point, if you really love someone, you got to do what you really don't want to do, and that's, you know, call the police or get them involved in a program. And it may be hard, but you're only enabling them if you continue to allow them to keep up this behavior.
So I don't know what Gossip Cop is. I have no idea. But Lindsay Lohan spoke to them. She said, Dr. Drew's a quack and a sellout. Please tell him to stop. She continued, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
I don't get what's wrong with people.
Yeah, it's us, Lindsay. It's not you.
It's us, Lindsay.
Here's two interesting celebrity stories. Jennifer Love Hewitt telling AbsoluteNow.com. She is recently single. Who was she dating? She had a longtime boyfriend. Who did she just break up
with? Kennedy. What's something Kennedy?
Gerard Butler.
No. Kennedy.
No, his last name's Kennedy. What's his first name?
Jamie?
Yeah.
Jamie Kennedy? Yeah. They were engaged. They broke up recently. Anyway, so she's single
Jennifer
now.
Aniston, sorry.
She's talking about the time she went out on a date with Fred Savage. If you can believe that. From the Wonder Years.
Fred
Savage. She said she went on a date with him. Everything was going great. Then they went back to her place, and he got freaked out that she kept a pig in her apartment, and she never heard from him again. That was the deal breaker. Look, you're Fred Savage, okay?
Right.
She's Jennifer Love Hewitt, and she's Jennifer Love Hewitt from the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it takes, right? I don't care if she's got tarantulas in her apartment. You stay there and you get the job done. You don't run out like a screaming little girl because she's got a piglet.
She could, in the 90s, she could have that Kraken, that monster from Clash of the Titans, in her apartment. That's cool.
Unbelievably hot, right? Come Fred on, Savage yeah. in no position to walk away from Jennifer Love Hewitt then. That's all I'm saying.
I agree. I also think, though, but early 90s Fred Savage was laying it down pretty hard, I bet.
Is that right?
Yeah. That's Wonder Years
you
Fred Savage.
You think he ever laid it down
That's
hard?
Wonder Years
okay.
Fred Savage.
Famous. That
Swinging
doesn't mean
a big stick. That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't mean he's laying it down.
Damage.
He may not have it.
Damage.
And the other celebrity story new is Aunt Diane Nutley tells Star Magazine that her nephew Robert Pattinson from the Twilight movies is now so famous that he's essentially turned his back on the rest of the family. He doesn't come home for holidays. He doesn't call on birthdays. He doesn't return messages. He pretty much has just said goodbye to the whole rest of the Pattinson family.
You remember the last story we talked about him was he stays in a hotel.
Right.
He's too famous to go out, and his only friend is his guitar.
Right. Well, we thought we'd give him the opportunity to respond to his Aunt Diane. We've asked Robert Pattinson to join us here on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hi, Rob. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Thanks for having me on again.
What do you have to say? I mean, this is pretty bad if your family says that you don't care about them anymore because now you're too famous.
Yeah, I thought I really had my family support, you know, because I only have one friend in the whole world. It's my acoustic guitar.
And you have that
I
right.
I can live in a hotel.
Right.
Like right now that I'm in Los Angeles, I'm at the SLS Hotel today, room 702.
Well, don't give
don't
your room.
Give out that information if you want to be left
with
alone.
The public.
SLS Hotel, Los Angeles. But I thought I'd write a song about my aunt. In response.
Oh, okay.
Ah,
all right. So Rob Pattinson now in response to his aunt.
My aunt is really, 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 really fat.
Sure, that's
she right. doesn't have any friends, but she has a lot of cats. Dumb whore.
All right. Well, that settles that.
I just came up with a new song off the top of my head, by the way. I'm sitting here in the studio looking at my surroundings.
That one wasn't a new one?
No.
Oh, that was pre-written?
I had that one in the bank.
Okay. Another one? But you have a different song, too?
This redheaded girl sitting over here that does the traffic.
Lisa?
Whoever she is. I really, 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 really want to bang her.
That's it? That's the song? That's just, you want to bang Lisa? That's all.
Another one in the bank. Another hit in the bank.
Lisa?
Well, I got his hotel room and number. Okay. I'm good.
Yeah, you're set.
You'll let him know?
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Rob. We got to move on. Listen, before we go, how about one more shot at Iron Man 2? It's the premiere in London. The movie comes out on May 7th. You can see it ahead of that with the stars. And just for qualifying and calling us now, we'll give you a copy of the original Iron Man on DVD, too. Call 1-800-520-1067. We have four winners for you this hour, starting with caller 20. Call now. Today's celebrity birthdays, how about Max Weinberg from the Conan O'Brien Band and also the great E Street Band behind Bruce Springsteen for the past 39 years? Max is 59 years old today. How about Paul Sorvino, terrific actor, 71. Rick Schroeder from Silver Spoons and NYPD Blue turns 40 today. The great Reverend Al Green, 64. Fascinating story we don't have time to get into here, but at one point a woman threw hot grits in his face and burned him when he found out that she was cheating on him.
Wow.
He was in the shower. She walked into the bathroom, threw hot grits in his face. That's how she said, hey, you're cheating on me.
Wow.
He is 64 today, and legend Peebo Bryson. Just for being named Peebo, he's 59, and that's the Rough Showbiz Beat.
Honestly, that's the only reason Bean says that name.
I know.
Because his name's Peebo.
Because his name's Peebo, which is awesome.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, we have an all-new program. We are going to talk about the new Weather Channel programming. Now,
Are you kidding me?
That might sound odd to you, because no one cares. But Bean cares a lot.
I love the Weather Channel.
Bean, who has Asperger's and is slightly crazy, seeks out, watches for long periods of time the Weather Channel.
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait to get that.
Me too. I'm right there with you, Rodney.
Also, tomorrow we have cheesy movie lines that we're going to continue the conversation. And the reason we're doing the reason we're doing that again tomorrow is because we have actor-director Kevin Smith in the studio.
Great.
He's going to come in and fill in for Ralph on the showbiz.
Okay. So,
skinny little bitch.
You can say a lot of things about Kevin Smith. That's not one of them.
So that's tomorrow morning. And we also have one of the stars of Death of a Funeral, Luke Wilson, on the program tomorrow. And more chances for you to qualify for that trip to London to see the world premiere of Iron Man 2 tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.
Nah, are you serious?
Don't go away. Cat Corbett's up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music, including the latest from STP. It's called Between the Lines. Also, we'll hear some Nine Inch Nails, Beastie Boys, Amberlin, Pearl Jam, and more right after this on K-Rock.